राम राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यादेशतारिणे Radha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya 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 Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda 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 Gopala 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 Govinda 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 Gopala 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 Govinda 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 Gopala 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. ब्रज जन रंजना, जया ब्रज जन रंजना। जया यशोदा नंदना, जया ब्रज जन रंजना, जया ब्रज जन रंजना। यमुना तीरवनचारी, जय कुंज विहारी, जय यमुना तीरवनचारी, जय कुंज विहारी। जया यमुना तीरवनचारी, जय कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा, जय कुंज विहारी। Thank you.
ప్రవిష్టోం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి, నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి, ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోమినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి, బృందావన్ ధామ్కి, మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి, మధురపురి ధామ్కి, జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి, ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి, గంగమాయికి, యమునమాయికి, తులసీదేవికి, భక్తిదేవికి, సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Mushkapadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nidhi Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Prajarine. Narvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshadarine. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే, కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి, స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా, నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవాం. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే, తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యత ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం, ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం ఫలం. జన్మాద్యోన్వయాదితరతాభిజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృద య ఆది కవయే ముహ్యందియల్సూరయా. తేజోవారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష, ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైరవోత్ర పరమో, నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమల్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వాపరై ఈశ్వర సద్యో హృద్ అవరుధ్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాల్. నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం, పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహోరసికా భువి భావుకా. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే, తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమః. యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుపేదం అపేదకృత్యం, ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరం ఆజుహావం, పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం, అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథితీర్షదాం తమోంధం, సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేల్. కమనీయ కిశోర ముగ్ధమూర్తే കലവേണു കൊണിതാദൃതാനനെന്തോഹോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം ന കണികാപി കാപികാവീം. നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമീൻ ഇതി നാമിനീ. നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമല് ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ. വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോൽഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശം അനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം. മൂക്കം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ. ശ്രീമതി രാധയായ നമ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, last Sunday we were discussing the two important chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, particularly in reference to Akrura's travel to Vrindavanam. As we saw that Akrura had the great devotion for Krishna, but at the same time working for Kamsa, under Kamsa's administration, Akrura had the greatest difficulty also in dealing with his life in Mathura. Akrura took Krishna back and Balaram back to Vrindavanam in the chariot which was provided by Kamsa, and they were on their way back. But prior to that, there was, as we saw before, how important this Akrura's traveling to Vrindavanam and return from Vrindavan to Mathura, through which Sukadeva Goswami gave us some very, very major instructions how a devotee should act in this world. This is what Akrura. Akrura is known for Dasya Bhakti. Dasya means the servitude nature. Akrura, as a servant of Krishna, he had the greatest reputation as the finest devotee in that mellow. And Akrura showed us that what all things can happen even while serving Krishna. That is what we were talking about last Sunday. So when Akrura came to Vrindavanam, and the arrival of Akrura in Vrindavanam was discussed, and we noticed there that something interesting, that when Akrura came to Vrindavanam, the meditation Akrura was going through in preparation before seeing Krishna, how he spent his time. The whole night, Ekadashi night, he spent thinking about Krishna. This is exactly what is expected from a devotee also. Even not only not directly seeing Krishna, even before going to the temple, this is how the consciousness should be. Because after all, who you see in the temple is Krishna's deity, representing Krishna there. So exactly the same way, the consciousness of the devotee should be such that I am going to see Krishna, and I should have that understanding that, like Akrura had, how he cultivated himself before he saw Krishna, how his mind was preoccupied in thoughts of Krishna. This is number one thing. That's what we have found there. Secondly, you also notice that when Akrura had so many difficulties and has completely forgotten the route to Mathura. In the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says about that, that he was traveling in his mental chariot. In other words, there was another chariot. Although he was sitting physically in Kamsa's chariot, he has forgotten to drive the chariot to Vrindavan because of the absorption of the mind in Krishna and what he is going to experience in Vrindavanam. So because of that, he was driving the mental chariot. And because he was absorbed in the mental chariot, Sukadeva Goswami says there, this chariot also had two wheels. In one wheel, Akrura was thinking that, Syabadesham Achyudadarshanaha, that I may be able to say Krishna, because Krishna is after all related to me through Vasudev. So on the one hand, Akrura was thinking that Krishna will see me, and I will have this reception from Krishna and Balaram, and this is how I am going to pay my respects to Krishna, and how I will reciprocate with Krishna of his affectionate glances, affectionate smile. Everything, the whole meditation was going on in Akrura's mind, on the one hand. On the other hand, that was Sadeva Chuda Darshana. That was that. On the other hand, Akrura was also thinking, what will happen to me if Krishna doesn't look at me properly? Because after all, so many years I have been serving this personality Kamsa, who have given so much pain to Vasudeva and Devaki, and who has also sent me here now to bring Krishna and Balaram back to Mathura with the intention of killing them. So opposite things, exactly the nature of the mind, swinging in either direction. One moment it goes in one way, like a clock pendulum, next moment going in the opposite direction. So all these thoughts were going through, and through that same incident, Sukadeva Goswami has told us that a devotee should not worry about that. A devotee shouldn't worry about it. Once you get into that, if you have decided to go to Vrindavanam, you don't have to drive the chariot, you will get there at the end. This is the guarantee from Krishna. Whether you drive the chariot or not, after all, you are also in a chariot called this body. And this body has got these five senses, which are like the horses. And these horses are going in different directions all the time. And although they are driving like that, even if the horses take you in the wrong direction, at the end, by evening, Akrura arrived in Vrindavanam. Exactly like the evening of our life also, Sudeva Goswami is mentions there, that by evening of your life, that means by the time you leave this body, you will also get to Vrindavanam. That means Krishna's abode. So this is the beauty of Bhakti Yoga process. And Sukadeva Goswami, particularly coming from a different background, although cultivating the Jnana Margam to such a high perfection, a high transcendentalist, this Sukadeva Goswami, when he speaks about Bhakti Yoga, it has got an added significance. It is not like anyone else says. Ordinary devotees may something out of their feeling. But when Sukadeva Goswami speaks about Bhakti Yoga, that has got something more to it than anyone else and other comments. So you can see there that Sukadeva Goswami's words on Bhakti Yoga mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam that once a journey has started towards Krishna, it gets there at the end. When we get there, that's a different issue. But you will get there one day. So that guarantee Sukadeva Goswami is giving there through this Akrura story. Now, in addition to all these things, there was another important factor also mentioned there, and that was in relationship to the change in Akrura's consciousness. Akrura, having gone through this process of Krishna consciousness so seriously for so long, that he has been glorifying Krishna privately at home, although openly, publicly, he couldn't do that because of the fear from Kamsa, how Kamsa will treat him. And all the things were disturbing him. Therefore, Akrura lived a life very much in a privacy. He glorified Krishna. And here, by the time he is almost coming to see Krishna the first time, Akrura was feeling so many emotions in relationship with his devotion. So devotional feelings started developing in Akrura's body. And the result of that was, by the time he came to Vrindavanam, he was completely released from his bodily concept of life. You can see the way Sukadeva Goswami mentions there If you look at that chapter 38, there he is mentions about that. By the time Akrura arrives in verse 27, if you look, the verse where they have, Sudeva Goswami uses that verse there. Deham pradamiya narto hitva dambham bhiyam shucham sandeshadyo hare linga darshan ashravanadhibhim. That the Akrura has completely forgotten about his own body. Up to this point, Akrura was driving Kamsa's chariot. He came, arrives in Vrindavanam. When the chariot arrives there, Akrura jumps out from the chariot and he rolls in the dust. He rolls in the dust in Vrindavanam. Why? Because he has no bodily concept of life. And Sudeva Goswami, through that verse, Deham Vrindamiyan Arthom, that this is the goal at the end. This is the good fortune of a devotee. For a jnani to come to this stage, it takes a very, very long time. He has to practice so many different processes before he can escape from this bodily identity, the identity with the body. It is a very tedious and a long drawn process for a jnani. But for a devotee like Akrura, who has started from Vrindavanam in the morning, by evening when he arrived from Mathura, by evening when he arrived in Vrindavanam, he was free from the bodily concept of life. And even Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning there in the Srimad Bhagavatam how much he was surprised about that. Deham pradamiya nartom hitva dambham bhiyam shujam sandeshandayo harer linga darshana shravanadhibhim. This is the artham, purushartham, as it is mentioned there. Deham pradamiya nartom, that this is the purushartham, how to get released from this bodily concept of life. And because he was released from the bodily concept of life, Akrura was able to jump from the chariot and roll in the ground. He had no thought about it at all, about his own body. And this is what is expected also from devotees. Even when we come to the temple and while seeing Krishna, one's own personal comforts and one's own position is not important in front of Krishna. It is Krishna who is important, and at that time, all bodily designations and identities has to go from oneself. This is what is why it is mentioned like that. That while seeing Krishna, all other thoughts like one's own position in the society, one's identity that I am this, I am that, all these false identities, that has to go from one's heart. That is proper darshan of Krishna. Deham pradamiya anarthom, that the one who is released from the bodily concept of life, he can see Krishna in the deity properly. Otherwise, when one is absorbed in the bodily concept of bodily identity, thinking himself to be very important in this world and all other false designations that accompanies with him, his realizations of Krishna, Krishna also sees him, but Krishna also smiles at him that he could not come out of it while seeing Krishna, if not all the time. Actually, strictly speaking, all the time one has to free oneself from the bodily identity. But at least in front of Krishna, one should be able to come out of that bodily identification and to understand that, like Akrura thought that, he was able to pay his obeisances to Krishna in that way. So, we finish that chapter and then now we move on to the next chapter, 39. Shri Shuka Vajam Sukhobavishta Paryangi Ramakrishna Rumanida Lebhi Manoradhan Sarvan Padiyan Sachakaraha Kimalabhyam Bhagavadi Prasanne Srinigedani Tathapi Talpararajan Nahivanchanti Kinchana Sayandanashanam Kritva Bhagavan Devaki Sudha Sukhulso Vrittam Kamsam Sya Prachanya Chikirshidam Shri Bhagavan Vaja Tada Saumyagada Kachil Swagadam Badramastuva Abhisatyadi Bandhunam Bandhunam Anamiva Manamayam Kim Nukushalam Prache, Yethamane Kala Kulamaye, Kamse Madulanam Yangna Swanam Nastal Praja Suja Aho Masmadabu Ilpuri Pitro Prajana Maria Yoho Yadhedo Putramaranam Yadhedo Bandhanam Tayoho Dishtya Dadarshanam Swanam Mahyam Vasom Yagankshidam Samjadam Varnyadam Tada Tava Agamanakaranam Shri Shuka Uvajam Prishto Bhagavada Sarvam Varnayama Samadhava Vairanubandham Yadushu Vasudeva Vadhodhyamam Yatsandesho Yadartham Va Dudasam Preshidasvayam Yaduktam Naradanasya Sajanmanagatuntube ശ്രുത്വാ അക്രൂരവജ കൃഷ്ണോ ബലശ്ചാപരവീര പ്രഹസ്യാനന്ദം വിതരം രാജ്ഞാദിഷ്ടം വിജ്ഞതൂ ഗോപാൻ സമാനിഷൽസോവി ഗുഹ്യ ഗൃഹ്യതാം സർവഗോരസ ഉപായനാനി ഗൃഹ്ണീത്വം യുജ്യന്താം ശകടാനി ച യാസ്യാമശ്വോ മധുപുരീം ദാസ്യാമോ നൃപദേരസാൻ ദ്രക്ഷ്യാമാസു മഹൽ പർവ യാന്തി ജാനവദാഖിലാം ഏവമാഘോഷയൽ ക്ഷേത്ര നന്ദഗോപസ്തു സുഗോകുലേ ഗോപ്യസ്ഥാസ്തുപശ്രിത്യ ബഭൂവുർവിധിതാഭൃശം രാമകൃഷ്ണോ പുരീം നേതു അക്രൂരം വ്രജമാഗതം കാശ്ചിൽ തൽകൃതഹൃത്വ അപശ്വാസം ലാനമുഖശ്രിയ സംസ്രദ്ധൂലവലയം കേശഗ്രന്ഥ്യശ്ച കാശ്ചന അന്യശ്ച തദനുധ്യാനം നിവൃത്താശേഷവൃത്തയ നാഭ്യജാനം നിമം ലോകം ആത്മലോകം ഗതാമിവാം സ്മരന്ദശ്ചാപരശൗരേ അനുരാഗസ്മിതേരിതാ ഹൃദയ സ്പൃശ്ചിത്രപദ ഗിരസംമുഹുസ്ത്രിയാ ഗതിം സുലളിതാം ചേഷ്ടാം സ്നിഗ്ധ സാവലോകനം ശോകോപഹാനി നർമാണി പ്രോദ്ദാമചരിതാനി ച ചിന്തയന്ത്യോ മുകുന്ദസ്യ ഭീതാവിരഹകാതരാഹ സമേതാ സംഘഷ പ്രോജോ അശ്വമുഖ്യോ അച്യുതാശയാ സോ വി ഹാവ് സ്പോക്കൺ അബൌട്ട് ദിസ് ലാസ്റ്റ് സൺഡേ ദാറ്റ് അക്രൂരസ് കോൺവെർസേഷൻ വിത്ത് ബൽറാമൻ കൃഷ്ണ ഹൗ ബൽറാമൻ കൃഷ്ണ റിസീവ്ഡ് അക്രൂര ദേ ടുക്ക് ഹിം ഹോം ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ദി ഡിസ്കഷൻസ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ബൽറാം ഹാഡ് വിത്ത് അക്രൂര ലേറ്റർ ഓൺ വിത്ത് Nanda Maharaj. This all we have talked about last Sunday. How Nanda Maharaj also was advised by Krishna that we have been invited for this Dhanu Yagam festival in Mathura and they have to go. So Nanda Maharaj announced everything and all the cowherd men, the gopas, everything got organized themselves the whole night. They were loading the carts with the butter, ghee, milk, cheese and everything and yogurt and to take them with us because Nanda Maharaj said that bring as much gorasam as possible. Gorasam means everything for coming from the cow. So all this was organized the whole night. In the early hours in the morning, Yashoda Mai got up very early and getting herself ready for to send Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. Krishna and Balaram was handed over to Akrura by Yashoda Devi. We saw that how what a painful scene it was. Yashoda Mai never knew that she will not see them for again for quite a long time, very, very long time. That happiness what Yashoda Mai had in bringing up Krishna and Balaram, it was suddenly coming to an end and mother didn't know about it. So you can imagine there how much Yashoda Mai felt about it, but holding one hand Balaram, another hand Krishna, she took them and handed over to Akrura. And Akrura was crying because Akrura knew what he was doing. He was taking them and perhaps what was going to happen in Mathura, Akrura didn't know anything about it. Although Krishna knew everything. And they were traveling to Mathura. But prior to that, we left there where Krishna was, Krishna's separation from the gopis. And that is where we are coming to now. And this is one of the most important parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this part in Srimad Bhagavatam has inspired so many great devotees to cry like the gopis and follow the gopis' footsteps in the same way. How much it has affected people, it's impossible to say. For the last 5,000 years, thousands and thousands of people who have studied Srimad Bhagavatam seriously and who have absorbed their mind in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have been affected by this scene, what has happened with Akrura. And how they have analyzed this, it is impossible to describe that because all these scenes, what is going through in Vrindavanam, it should come in your own mind at the same time when you read through this. This is how you enjoy Bhagavatam. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, this scene in Akrura's departure from Vrindavanam, it is one of the finest pastimes of Krishna. Krishna sitting in the chariot, unaffected by anything what's going on, and smiling at everybody. Yashoda Mai did not know what was going to happen, but still the feeling of separation that she was handing over Yashoda, Balaram and Krishna to Akrura to look after. With the only consolation that Nanda Maharaj was going with them. So therefore she wasn't too concerned about it, too worried about it. But still, Yashoda Mai was the first time going to stay one night in separation from Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda Mai wanted Krishna and Balaram to grow up. There is no doubt about it. Every mother feels that their children should grow up and become big and responsible. But at the same time, children are children for the mother all life. That doesn't change. So that sweet relationship Krishna had, Yashoda Mai had with Krishna was come to an end abruptly. And that is what is the most painful part of it. So whatever it is, the gopis here, you will find in the last four verses that gopis are mentioned here, how they felt about it. Five verses from 14 verses. Kashiltal kradhagrita vashwasam lanamukhashriya samsradhu vilavalayam keshagrandhyashtagaschanam. That Gopasri, the gopis were feeling that they started breathing very heavily as soon as they heard that Krishna was going. And they felt their faces all dried up. Amlana mukhashriya sram sradukulavalayam keshagrandhyascha bhaschanam. And the result was that their clothes and their bangles, everything started falling off, because the immediate effect of distress in the heart is affects the body as well. And this is how that is what is mentioned there. Anyaschana tadanudhyana nivrta ashesha vrtaya nabhyajnanam nimam lokam atmalokagadam ivam. That they were constantly thinking about Krishna. In other words, this was their meditation in life. They had nothing else to think about except Krishna. Virtually, they have left the material world. Material world is finished for them. So therefore, all the time, their mind was absorbed in Krishna to such an extent that here they were thinking, has that form going away from our friend? And because of that, that distress have taken over, and that they are also feeling that, like the great yogis, they were forgetting that all the time, that about their own body. Smarandhyascha parashauri anuragasmide eridaha kridispraschitra badagira sammamuhostriyam. That all the thoughts came back to them, how Krishna spoke to them in such a sweet way. And they were thinking that we will not be able to hear these things anymore in the future. Gadim sulalidam cheshtam snigdaha savaloganam shogobahani narmani prodhama charidanijam. And chindayandhyo mukundasya bhida viraha gadaraha sameda sangasha proju ashramukhyo achudashayaha. That the changes that was happening to the gopis, that when will we see that snigdaha savaloganam, that beautiful smile of Krishna, when we will see that again? These thoughts came up to them. Because for them, every second in life was seeing Krishna through in their heart all the time. There was complete meditation, so absorption, such a deep absorption in Krishna that nothing in this material world matters to them anymore. Chindayandyo mukundasyam, all the thoughts were centered around Krishna all the time. Vida viraha kadaraha, that always the fear, oh, Krishna is going to be separated from us. Sameda sangasha projo ashramukhyo achudashayaha. That the result was that the tears were coming from them. And there was not one or two gopis. There is thousands of these of gopis were there, and they were all standing there. And Sukadeva Goswami says in the Srimad Bhagavatam at this point that he was finding it very difficult to say all what different gopis were talking about, because there were so many gopis there. And all these gopis were talking about this one subject only, about Krishna's departure in the morning. In a few hours' time, Krishna was going to leave Vrindavanam. And that has affected them to such an extent. Sudeva Goswami says, I cannot talk about it. Because Sudeva Goswami does not want to hurt the gopis. He doesn't mind hurting Krishna, but he doesn't want to hurt the gopis. This is the position of a great devotee. That Sudeva Goswami knew that by following the footsteps of the gopis, because of the highest position they have achieved in their life, in their loving relationship to Krishna, it is that personality, Sudeva Goswami is now saying about them, that not in his dream he wants to say one word about the gopis, what they are going through. And he could not bear the distress what the gopis were experiencing at that moment. You can see how a devotee like Sudeva Goswami is experiencing this. Even if something comes out, he says from his mouth, which is not proper. And sometimes, like he has evaluated Krishna sometimes, he has evaluated Ramachandra also. Sudeva Goswami is not an ordinary personality. And by birth itself, he is a realized soul. And like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has been given in 7 days' time, if he has to take Parikshit Maharaj back to the spiritual world, he has to be somewhat a special person. He is not an ordinary personality. And then Sudeva Goswami does not want to say one word. He says, I cannot describe this, what the gopis were going through. But still, in order to tell Parikshit, just to explain the scenario there or the situation there, he decided that I will mention about some gopis, what they went through at that point. That is why there it says Gopya Uchu. The next line is Gopya Uchu. What is Gopya Uchu?
Aho vidhadastavana kvajiddhaya samyojya maitreya pranayena dehina tamsham kradartan viyunangshavartagam vikreedidam terbhagajeshtidam yathaham.
Very wonderful presentation of the gopis. Gopis were talking to each other. Sudeva Goswami says there, two gopis were talking to each other. What were they saying? They addressed to Brahma now. They caught hold of Brahma there straight away and said to Brahma, what a cruel person you are. Then, is there anyone more cruel than you? Why? Because all what you are doing is, you get people in this world together. You can see in this world also it's the same thing what's happening between all of us. That sometimes you bring people together, a husband and wife, and make them to love each other, and like and love, affection develops between the husband and the wife over a long period of time. Sometimes it breaks, or fight each other and they go one direction, one goes another one in another direction. But majority of cases, at least in the time when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, it wasn't like that. So you have to assume that gopis were saying in that condition that they meet together, not only husband and wife, in some instances, parents and children, they come together. Brothers and sisters, they come together. Uncles and aunts, so many different material relationships builds up in this world. All these relationships builds up, and as time goes on, the relationship gets strengthened. We see that in life also. It gets strengthened after a long period of time. Then if you ask the husband or wife, why you are loving each other so much, they will say, we don't know. That's the answer for that. Because they have reached a stage in life, there is no more such questions. Only thing is, one finds difficult without the other. That's all. So such a relationship builds up in life. And then suddenly, Brahma does is this, he separates them out. All. After bringing them all together very closely and allowing them to develop a relationship like this in different ways in this material world, suddenly he breaks them away. And then each one of them start shaking, frightened of the fear that comes from the separation. It develops in their mind very strongly and started getting disturbed, and eventually they die and go. And at that time, you are standing there and watching this and laughing at it. Gopis are saying to Brahma like this, is that not what you are doing? The gopis said to Brahma, that is what that verse is saying there, that this is your happiness, isn't it? They said to Brahma. Because this is all what you are doing. You are bringing all these people together, make them to develop some attachment to each other, and then they break it. As soon as it comes to some higher degree of loving relationship, between affection between two people, then immediately you break it. By some reason, either they die or they, due to some reason, whatever it is that happens, a separation happens. And when they are separated and they die, and then you stand aside and watch it and start smiling at it, enjoying it. Is that your happiness, he says. And that's why the words that you say, vikridam te arbhaga jeshtidam yatha. Arbhaga, arbhaga means children. Exactly like the children. That this is your, this is very sad that what you are doing with people like this. The gopis are saying to Vidhada, aho Vidhada. Vidhada is Lord Brahma. It is Brahma who is addressed like this. Brahma, it appeared as though that Brahma was replying at that time. Brahma was saying, what I have got to do with it? I have not done anything. They have come here, and actually it is not me who is taking Krishna away from there, is it? I am not doing anything. I had enough, another lesson I have learned earlier, and I am staying away from everything. That is Brahma's mood. But actually, who is doing all this? It's Akrura who is doing it, not me. Why you are blaming me? This is as though the gopis felt, as though Akrura, as though Brahma is saying like this. That's why.
Yastvam pradarshyasida kundala vradam mukunda vaktram sugabhavalamunnasam shokopanodasmidalesha sundaram
karoshi parochama sadhute kritam. Then particularly this is more painful because you have brought us together with who? With the Supreme Personality Krishna. If it was somebody else, it would not have mattered so much. But after bringing us so close to Krishna, because in Gopi's estimation, Brahma is doing all these things. You have brought us so closely. And now you are doing this. Shogobanoda smidalesha sundaram. That they were remembering about Krishna's smile, how it used to destroy all their distress. And on the other hand, karoshi parocham asadute kritam. That this is what is most unfortunate. It is very abominable what you are doing. Karoshi parocham asadute kritam. What you are doing is some of the one unfortunate thing by taking Krishna away from here. Then, at this point in time, another gopi was saying to them, that why should we blame Brahma? After all, it's Sakrura who is doing that. Karoshi parocham asadute kritam. That is what's happening. But actually, this person who has come here, we have to look at him very carefully, what he is up to. That they are talking about Akrura. First of all, they said, he has got a wrong name, they say. He says, Krurastam Akruram. Krura means cruel, isn't it? Krura means cruel. So, Krurastam Akrura Samakhyasmana Chachurhidattam Harase Badajnaval. Yenaika Deshe Akhila Sarga Saushtavam Todiya Madrashmavayam Madhudvishaha. That what is happening now is that this personality who has come here, he has got a name called Akrura. What a kind of name is this? The gopis are saying. His activities are very clearly proving that letter A, you should take it away from that word. He is actually Krura, not Akrura. They were talking to each other because only a Krura can do such a thing. That taking two young children from their mother and from their other devotees who are so attached to him, attached to them. And this personality comes and he puts them in the chariot and drives off one day, one morning. What kind of person? And he has got a name called Akrura. They say, what is this? This doesn't match. Sometimes you will find so many funny names like this in this world. It's very interesting when you look at people's name and their activities. Totally not matching at all. Sometimes people have a name, Chakravarti. Chakravarti is an emperor, isn't it? He may not have one penny in his hand. So, like this, there are so many names. It's not only one. One of them is like Satyagaman, one who is supposed to be always truthful. The moment he opens his mouth, he'll only tell lies. So, like this, there are so many names which does not match with the person. So, if you get a name which doesn't match with the person, it's very, very difficult. Then you have to always think in your mind, should I call Satyagamam or Asatyagamam? That comes to you automatically. So similarly, here also, the gopis felt exactly the same thing. That when gopis heard this name, Akrura, they started analyzing his name in detail. That's what they did first thing. That who gave you this name, Akrura? Either it is Brahma has come in this dress, and you have taken this name, Akrura, so that while doing this particular pastime, or while taking Krishna and Balaram away from here, people will still think that you are a very kind person. Akrura means very kind person. But otherwise we cannot understand this. We cannot agree with this word, this name and his activity. They were discussing like this about it. So then they say to him that maybe we'll take that letter away from your name. We'll call you Krura. Maybe that's the best thing to do. Gopis are talking to each other like this. We'll call him Krura. We won't call him Akrura. They were saying to each other. So, at that time they felt that Akrura was saying to them that, don't change my name now. I had a nice name. My father has given me, Shafalka has given me his name as Akrura. If you take one letter away from my name, it is very, very difficult because after all, to develop all these letters, it takes long time. When you're children, as soon as you first learn the alphabet, you feel very rejoiceful and you feel very, uh, very happy because that is the happiness in childhood when you first learn the alphabets, isn't it? I don't know now how it's all changing a lot, but sometimes you say nowadays you don't have to learn anything. Everything is in the machine, so you have to know how to retrieve the information when you want. But in the olden days, you had to learn the alphabets, everything. And it took a long time to learn all the alphabets, the vowels, consonants, everything. It took a long time. And because of that, as children you will feel after months at school that when you have mastered the alphabet, you will feel a certain degree of happiness also. And you will want to tell others that you have learned this whole alphabet. It is all the beauty of the childhood. But afterwards you become forget all these things when you grow up. But then by then these things still remains there. In the childhood, these are the pleasant experiences. So he felt that Akura was feeling that if you take one alphabet away from my name, I worked so hard to learn all these alphabets, and you're taking an alphabet away from my name, and that's not very nice. As so gopis felt, as so Akura was saying to them in this way. So at that time, the gopis were saying to Akura, don't worry about it. Krurasama krurasamakhyasmana chachur hidattam harasepadajnyaval yenaikadeshe akhila sarga saushtavam todiya madrashmavayam madudvishah. That akhila saushta akhila sarga saushtavam, that the difficulty here is that the personality who is going there from us away, taking away from here, is not an ordinary person. Why? When you have created him, when Brahma created him, akhila sarga saushtavam, that while Brahma creates, he has got these different different qualities in his control. So when he started, gopis are thinking like this. It has no relationship with Krishna. But what the gopis were saying was that when you created Krishna, what did you do? He had one bottle in that it was marked all the beauty. In that bottle. So normally when Brahma created all of us, what he has done is, probably sometimes he just showed his hand like this into it for a second. But when Krishna was created, what he did was he took the whole bottle and emptied it. And after emptying it, he poured some water into it, shook it, and put the whole thing back again. So you can imagine that while Krishna was created by Brahma, akhila sarga saushtavam, Brahma is known for his creative ability. He is the greatest creator. So, all his creative ability he has shown while Krishna was created. That is what the gopis were saying. You were able to do that. Akhila sarga saushtavam, that your capacity to create the whole beauty as the capacity, such a beauty you have brought up in Krishna's form. And whereas it is such a beautiful form, now Akrura is taking away. And that is very, very sad. On the one hand, they were congratulating Brahma for creating Krishna in such a beautiful form. On the other hand, they were saying, Akrura is taking away. So what did they do? They said to Akrura like this. And when they felt that Akrura was complaining about the letters, Gopi said, don't worry about it. If that is what is concerning you, we'll change your word again, name again. Instead of Akrura, we won't call you Krura, but we'll add one more letter to that, they said to him. Instead of calling you Akrura, we will call you Atikrura, excessively cruel. That is what they called Akrura. The only one letter, T was added in the middle, and Akrura became Atikrura for the gopis. Shri Shugavajam, Krurastam Akrura Samakhaya Asmana, Chakshurhidattam Harase Padajnyaval, Yenegadeshe Akhila Sarga Saushtavam, Todiyam adrashmavayam madudvishaham nananda sunu chana bhanga sauhradam samikshasena sukrada durabada vihaya gehan sojanan suran patim staddasya madhobagada namapriyaham nananda sunu chana bhanga sauhradam samikshasena sukrada durabada vihaya gehan sojanan suran patim Saddasyamadhobagadanavapriyam. Gopis were remembering that they had given up their all relationships in this world, and that is how they loved Krishna. It was totally unconditional love what they have offered to Krishna. And because it was so unconditional, without anything expecting in return, because of that, Krishna has also reciprocated in the same way. that you have heard before, how after the rasa dance, when the gopis were when the gopis and Krishna, after the rasa dance was over, Krishna started, tears came from Krishna's eyes, seeing the loving relationships what the gopis have developed in them, and therefore Krishna was finding it difficult to pay back. And that is why Taddasyama Dhobagada Navapriyaham, that Sujanan Suranpadim Taddasyama Dhobagada Navapriyaham, that they have given up all their attachments for the husband, for their children, and all their relatives, everyone. And that is how they have come and started loving Krishna. Nandasunu Chanabanga Sauhradaham, and it was all finished in 1 second. They were saying like that. And Nandasunu. And what has happened now is very unfortunate. We don't have to blame Akrura or anybody for this. Actually, we have to blame Krishna only. Because at least we thought Krishna would not do like this. This is what they were saying. Because if you remember earlier, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find, what did Krishna say to them? At one point, Krishna, at the end of the rasa dance, Krishna mentioned to them also, Navarayeham niravadya samyujam, so sadhu kratyam vibhudha yusha viva yama bhajan durjarageha shrangala samvaschadadva pradayadhu sadhunam navarayeham niravadya samyujam. Krishna acknowledged there to the gopis that I will not be able to pay back this love what you have shown to me. Even if I get a complete lifetime of a Lord Brahma, still I will not be able to reciprocate in the way you have shown your love for me. Navarayeham niravadya samyujam swasadhu krityam vibhudayusha bhivam, and your attachment for me was with completely unconditional, without any desire for anything in return. Yama bhajan durjara geha shrankhalah, that how did you do that? In order to love me, you have even given up your attachment for home, for family, for children, everything. There was nothing in Gopi's heart. It was so clean and pure that there was no desire for any other material desires in the Gopi's heart. And Krishna knew this. Krishna could read the heart of the Gopis. And that is why, Yama bhajan durjarageha shrankhalaham samvraschadadva pradayadu sadhunaham, that how shall I able to give back this? And this is how Krishna has spoken to us, the gopis are saying. And after speaking all that, things like that, now it is a different story. And he is going away like this, from without even caring for us. And gopis' hearts were breaking at that point. Sukham bravada rajaniyam ashishaha satyabhavu purayoshidam dhruvam ya sambravishtasya mukham rajaspade pasyandya bangod kalidasmidasavam. Then at one point, Gopi started thinking that from tomorrow onwards, we won't see Krishna here. Krishna will be in Mathura. And then, natural way, Gopi started thinking, what will happen to the women in Mathura? How they will see the beauty of Krishna and what will happen to them at that time? And they started feeling envy about them. And they were saying like this, tonight, when the women in Mathura are waking up, they will have some good omen. Because Krishna is arriving there, and from now on, the Mathura, women in Mathura will be the object of love for Krishna, and Krishna also will start reciprocating his love with them. Sukham prabhada rajaniyam ashishaha satyabhavu pirayoshidam dhruvam ya sambravishtasya mukham rajaspade pasyandyabhangot kalidasmidasavam tasam mukundo madhumanjubhashider grihida citta paravan manaswabi katham punarna pradiyasyade abala gramya salajasmida vibhramayar brahman. Then they were saying, they were also saying that the women in Mathura, they are not like us, are they? They were talking to each other. They are from the villages. The gopis are from villages. And the women in Mathura, they are more sophisticated because they are from the cities, isn't it? Like we say also the same thing. Village women will always say the same thing about the women in the cities. So these women in the cities, they know how to speak in a nice way. They have all that etiquettes and manners, which we don't have. We are ordinary people living in the villages. And these women in city Mathura, they will act in such a way that Krishna will get attracted to them. Not only that, the way they dress up and the way they behave towards Krishna. Tasa mukundo madhu manjuba ashider grihida chittaha paravan manasvavi katham punarnapah pradiyasyade abhala gramya salajasmida vibhrame brahman. That we do not even know how to speak properly. They were saying like that. On the other hand, these women in Mathura, they will talk like honey in their mouth in such a sweet way. And in addition to that, they will also show their expressions of love to Krishna in such a way that Krishna will be attracted by that and he will not look back at us again. This is what the gopis were saying. Tasam mukundo madhu manjuvashiden grihida chittaha paravan manaswami kadam punarna pradiyasyadeya bala gramya salajasmida vibhramay brahman sadhyadruvam tatra drisho bhavishyade dasharha bhoja andhaka vrishni sattvadam maholsava shri ramanam gunaspadam drakshandiye chadvani devagi sudam. Then they were wondering, when Krishna and Balaram arrives in Mathura, when they will start going through the streets of Mathura, what all will happen in the streets of Mathura, because they have not seen this beauty any time before. It was only the property of Vrindavanam prior to this. And now that is coming to city of Mathura. And people in Mathura is going to see that beauty of the creation. Brahma's greatest perfection in creation is going to come to Mathura. This is what the gopis thought about it. Naidadhunasya karunasya namabhu akuravityeda adivadarunaha yo asavana shwasas dukhidam janam priyal priyam neshyadi paramadhvanam. First of all, they decided this word we have to change. First of all, akrura. Maidadhunasya karunasya namabhu akuravityedam adivadaruna. It is very pathetic, they say. They have given him this name called akrura. Where did this name come to him? Te yo asavana shwasya sudukhidam janam priyal priyam neshadi paramadhvanam. He has given so much distress to all of us and he has gone away like this. Anardha dhiresha samasti doratham tamanyamija twarayandi durmadaha gopa anobhistavirai rubekshidam daivam janodya pradigulamihadem. Then look at him, how cruel he is. He has put Krishna and Balaram and is driven away like this. He did not have any patience to wait so that we could see him a little bit more, see Krishna. And I think we have to give up every hope. This is what was coming from their mind. Gopa anobhi stavirai rubekshidam devam chanodya pratigulamihadem. Even the Supreme, even God is against us, they were saying at that point. That the old people are not favoring us either. And are they stopping them from going away? They are not doing it either. So everyone seems to be against us. Saying this, gopis were crying. Nivarayama, nivarayama samubetya madhavam kim no karishyan kulavruddha bandhavaha mukunda sangan nimishardha dustyajal devena vidvam sidadina chedasam. So one gopi was saying to another gopi that we cannot, if we keep standing there like this, talking to each other, nothing is going to happen. Please come, let us go and lie down in front of the chariot. So they let them drive the chariot on top of us. And let them kill us, it doesn't matter. What does it matter after all? So another gopi said, if that happens, kim no karishyan kula vruddha bandhavaha, that they had fear of the elders in the family. The older people will come and beat us up. So what if that happens, what will he do? So another gopi said, one who is going to kill themself, is he frightened about somebody beating you up? It doesn't matter, does it? That if you are going to kill yourself, that at that time, if somebody comes to beat you, are you frightened about that? So that does make me no, that is no meaning. That is what the gopi was saying to them. This kind of thoughts always happens in the material world also. In these normal transactions in this world, in material life, sometimes people out of desperation may do so many things. But when in the material world, when we talk about it, it is out of distress and unhappiness. But you can see here, when all these different kinds of emotions, when it is connected with Krishna, that gives a completely different scenario. That is what is coming out there. That gopis were expressing their feeling, loving relationship with Krishna. and the fear of separation from Krishna was coming out, and Sukadeva Goswami has not forgotten to mention them in the Srimad Bhagavatam because of the pure devotees. Consciousness is what that is there.
Nivarayama asamubetyam adhavam kim no karishyan kulavurdha bandhavaha mukunda sangha nimisha ardha dustyajal devena vidhvam sidadina chedasam.
That yasya anuraga lalitasmita valgu mandram leelavaloka parirambhanara asagoshtyam nida asmana kshanamiva kshanada vinadam gopyakadam adidareyama tamo durandam.
Yasya anuraga lalitasmita valgu mandram leelavaloka parirambhanara asagoshtyam.
Talking about Krishna's smile, Krishna's glancing, Krishna's eyes, everything, whatever they found, they could not forget it. And this is continuously discussed all the time by the gopis. They don't want to forget Krishna anymore because they have become to such an extent absorbed in that it was very difficult, as in the end of Rasa Dance we saw, to separate Krishna from gopis was becoming very difficult.
Yonakshaye vrajamananda sakaparido gober vishan gurajashucharidalagasrek venam kolan smita kadachanari ichanena chittam chinotyamumurde nukatham bhavimam.
That they were thinking like this by evening time, but they were remembering that how Krishna and Balaram used to go to the forest with the cowherd boys, and every evening when they used to return, that form of Krishna, that godulidu sarida komala gobavesham govardhano adharana keligrda prayasam gobijanam kuchakukunguma mundridangam govindam induvadanam sharanam rajemam. Lilashogan, Bilamangala Thakur has mentioned like that in the Krishna Karanamrutam, that about the different ways gopis were remembering Krishna.
Godulidu sarida komala gobavesham,
Krishna's form while returning from the forest, after tending the cows and playing with the cowherd boys, the whole body was full of dust and Krishna was sweating also. So the sweat and the dust together, and the face looked completely different. The peacock feather is fallen off, and the hair also, which in the morning Yashoda Devi has nicely combed and kept in control, has all become loose. It's all lying all over the face. And gopis, that form, gopis relished very much, because that is when Krishna was tired, when he was coming back from the daily activities in the forest.
Go dhulidu sarida komala gobavesham, then govardhano dharanam keligrida prayasam.
Then how Krishna lifted Govardhana hill for 7 days and kept it in his finger, and at that time Krishna never looked tired.
Govardhano dharana keligrida prayasam.
And then gobi janam
kujakunguma mudridangam.
Sometimes gopis, when they get an opportunity, they embraced Krishna out of love for Krishna. And at that time the kunkumam from gopi's body has spread onto Krishna's body as well.
Gobi janam kujakunguma mudridangam
govindam induvadanam sharanam rajemam. Lilashugan Vilamangalam says there, that beauty of Krishna, Govinda, I am completely fallen by that. And Govindam Indu Vadanam Sharanam Brajema. That beautiful face of Krishna, is that what keeps me going in spiritual life? So you can see that Vilamangalam discussed this in his Krishna Karanamadam. And particularly when it came to this part of Akrura's visit to Vrindavanam, and this whole pastime, when Vilamangalam read that, he could not resist other than to glorify Krishna once again separately. That is how that famous song, which is known as Govinda Damodara Stotram, came about. Govinda Damodara Madhavedi, it is a famous song written by Vilamangalam, like Krishna Karanamadam. And that song has come about after this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Shri Shuka Vajam evam bruvana virahadura brisham vrajastriya krishna vishaktamana saha visrajjalajam rirudu sma susvaram govinda damodara madhavedim.
This is the ultimate words from Sudev Goswami. After talking all about these things, different things they spoke to each other, and eventually the gopis came to their senses. When they came to their senses, what happened? They said, after all, Krishna and Balaram is going to go to Mathura to participate, to witness the festival. When Krishna is going on an auspicious travel, auspicious journey, it's not proper for us to cry like this. They themselves started thinking like this. By now, their mind was changing. Little by little, it was changing. It doesn't look, if we cry like this when Krishna is leaving, so they try to control their emotions, but it will not control. They couldn't control. They were so heartbroken. That is why Sudeva Goswami spoke these words separately. Evam bruvana viraha tura brisham vrajastriya krishna vishaktama anasaha visrajalajam rudusvasuswaram govinda damodara madhavedim. That they started crying, simply calling the names of Krishna. Govinda damodara madhavedi, Govinda damodara madhava. Like this, one after the other, they were calling Krishna's names. Apparently, Lilashugan, Vilumangalam says there, if you study that sutram, there is about 75 verses. In that verses, he says there, when the gopis went to sell butter, milk, cheese and other things, they never used to say that, I am selling butter or milk or cheese. They used to always say Krishna's name. Govinda damodara madhavedi. These were the names they were reciting while they were wandering around in Vrindavanam selling their butter, milk and cheese and other milk products. So you can see the gopis' heart. Govinda damodara madhavedi. In this way, they continuously cried, repeating Krishna's names. Rurudu, rurudu, rurudusma susvaram. They were crying and at the same time, they were reciting Krishna's holy names. The potency of the names were known to the gopis that in separation, they didn't know what to do. What else can they do? They have taken the shelter of the holy names. That is what that indicating. That in all conditions in life, whether one is happy or one in distress, one should take the shelter of the holy name. That is what that verse is saying to us. Govinda damo dharya madhavedi. That exactly gopis are our our teachers. They tell us that for a devotee, under all circumstances, the shelter is Krishna's holy name. And Krishna has so many beautiful names which has been given to us according to the different pastimes what Krishna has performed. After the Govardhana hill was lifted, Govardhana Giridhari name he got. He also got the name after when he was bathed by milk by Kamadhenu. Govinda name was given to him. After the beautiful pastime of Damodara pastime, Krishna was given the name of Damodara, Ulukhalabandhanam pastime with Yashoda Devi. And Lakshmi Devi sitting on her in his chest, he was given the name of Madhava. So Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. So like this, different names were given to Krishna. So, holy name. The shelter of the holy name. That is what a devotee's shelter is. Devotee's shelter is not bank balance. Devotee's shelter is not anything in this world except the names of Krishna. That is devotee's shelter. In many, many years ago, when Srimad Bhagavatam was very, very popular at one stage in the history, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is now read by many more people. No doubt about that. Many more people are reading Srimad Bhagavatam due to Srila Prabhupada's strong effort, great effort. And also, many more people are attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam when they see that the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam in developing their Krishna consciousness. So, people have started taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But this is the recent history. But years ago, much before that now, we are now talking about the advanced Kali Yuga stage. But prior to this, a few 100 or 150 years back, when Srimad Bhagavatam was the very nectar, life of many, many great devotees, they had such a mastery of Srimad Bhagavatam that they used to absorb their whole day in reading Bhagavatam, discussing Bhagavatam, and explaining Bhagavatam to others. There was a time in the history like that. Temples were very, very vibrant with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Not one personality, many, many personalities in big, big temples used to sit there and read Srimad Bhagavatam and many, many devotees, as soon as the those days, of course, they didn't have to catch the tube at 7 o'clock in the morning. So they had the time to do this. So because it was like that, many people everyone used to come to the temple, and they used to sit around these devotees who also were very qualified people who have spent their life in studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So on one occasion, this has happened on one occasion, that two devotees who were always reading Srimad Bhagavatam and who also came from with a very good understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, they used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and discuss Bhagavatam with the devotees in the temple. When it came to this particular scene, that one devotee could not bear the distress of the gopis, he got up from his seat. There were many people listening to him at that time, and there was another devotee who was also assisting him, because in a day, so many hours were spent in discussing Bhagavatam, it was difficult for one person to speak for a long time. One devotee used to read, another devotee used to speak, and that is how they continued. And because they had so much time available, and their lifestyle was such that most of the time they spent at the temple. Temples were so busy at that time that there was ample space in the temple. And the devotees used to spend the whole day at the temple attending the different offerings to Krishna. And when you could not go in front of the deity, they'll stay separately and discuss about Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. This was their lifestyle. There was a time like that. That time has gone now because of the change of the lifestyle. But whatever it is, in that particular instance, this one particular devotee, he was feeling the separation of Krishna from gopis to such a degree. He closed his Srimad Bhagavatam and kept it on the stand there and got up and stood in front of Krishna and started speaking to Krishna. He says to Krishna that up to this point, I have always called you a personality with a lot of mercy. He says to Krishna. He says that Karunamurti, that is how he addressed Krishna all the time. That every time when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, what do you come across? You come across observing the mercy of Krishna to the devotees. How different devotees have taken shelter of Krishna and how they all went back to Krishna. And that only one can appreciate when one values spiritual life. And when one understands that Srimad Bhagavatam is the transport, the ticket back to spiritual world. There is no question. It's an approved fact that Srimad Bhagavatam is the ticket back to the spiritual world. So those devotees who know the value of Srimad Bhagavatam, they will appreciate Krishna's mercy in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One who has given us Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekadasha Skandam, how can a devotee think in a different way? Everything what you need, require in your spiritual life, is Krishna has left behind in this world prior to his departure back to the spiritual world. So in realizing very well all these things, he was always feeling gratitude to Krishna. Naturally, a devotee should feel gratitude to Krishna because Krishna has given us this knowledge. Without this knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, where we will be? Where we will be in spiritual life? You can imagine that you can sit and speculate a lot about spiritual life. That is another thing. But if you want to understand from Krishna the processes of Bhakti Margam and how one should take shelter of Krishna, Krishna has been so merciful to the devotees. So this particular devotee, out of feeling gratitude to Krishna, always used to remember with great gratitude and fall down in front of Krishna and acknowledge his gratitude to Krishna by calling Krishna as Karunamurti, or the personality of mercy personified. Mercy personified. This is how he said to Krishna, up to this point I have always addressed you like this. From now on I will not call you like that. He said, you are the most cruel person. He says to Krishna. So his mind was in a different state of consciousness. He felt that Krishna has hurt the gopis, and he has hurt them so heavily that he started thinking, why did Krishna do like this? Why has he done like this? So the moment that thoughts came to his mind, gopis, this devotee stood up in front of Krishna and started calling Krishna, you are the most, you are the personality with the steel heart, or the one who has got the one who has got a very heavy heart, who does not want to, who is so stone-hearted. And that is how he started addressing Krishna. As soon as he started addressing Krishna as stone-hearted, Krishna was still standing in the Daiti room smiling at him. That smile has never changed. It was the same smile. The pujaris have dressed Krishna nicely that day. And Krishna was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is the first listener of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it is Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna. And Krishna has agreed also while leaving this planet that I will be present in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So with all that agreement, Krishna is listening to Bhagavatam. And when this devotee addressed Krishna that he is very stone-hearted, the very next moment, Krishna, he will think again that Krishna is stone-hearted, but is not Krishna merciful also? He was thinking in that way. Because he felt at that moment that because of his mercy alone, I am able to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how will I be? What will be my situation? So on the one hand, the attachment for Krishna was developing. On the other hand, the way Krishna has dealt with the gopis, because every devotee is always has to be very, very cautious while dealing with Krishna. This is the lesson from that. Because as far as Krishna is concerned, there is no one who is close to Krishna. Whether it is gopis, whether it is Srimati Radharani, whether it is Nanda Maharaj, whether it is Yashoda, no matter who it is, at any point, Krishna can always withdraw from you. Krishna can pull back. And at that time, even Rukmini Devi felt the same thing at one point and said to Krishna that if you withdraw from me, that is the only thing that I will that is disturb me, that will worry me. Everything else for a devotee, the greatest loss in this life is if he is separated from Krishna. So because it was like that, this devotee also thought the same thing. That after all, Krishna has left gopis. What will happen to me? This was his mind naturally turned in that direction. That if Krishna is so stone-hearted with the gopis, how will he reciprocate with me? By now, he has also, due to his constant intense service to Krishna, he has also come up to a stage in spiritual life that he was also experiencing the blissful relationship with Krishna to some degree. So sometimes the fear came to his devotee that what will happen if Krishna does the same thing to me? So this fear came up to his mind, and Krishna, at that time, he was also thinking the instances when Krishna has shown some loving relationship to him. So both things were in his mind alternatively coming back and forth. So one moment he will call Krishna the stone-hearted, and the other moment, he will call Krishna, you the ocean of mercy. One after the other, he started calling each other. The two names, one after the other. So Krishna was smiling from inside. How can it be both? On the one hand, you are calling me stone-hearted. On the other hand, you are calling me, you are the ocean of mercy. So these two things cannot exist together. Krishna was thinking in this way, but never mentioned one word to see what else is going to happen. By now, the second devotee who was also there, he also got up from his seat, and both of them started dancing together, calling Krishna by these two different names. They started embracing each other, and from then on, they paid their obeisances to Krishna and said to Krishna, no one understands you in this world. No one understands you because your pastimes are beyond our understanding. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, when he comes to this world, performs pastimes, wonderful pastimes. And when we understand and try to analyze these pastimes, we never get very far from with that. I never understand Krishna. Krishna is always aloof from us. Although he is the closest to us, isn't it? He is inside us as super soul. Because he is inside us, more than anyone else, he is closest to us. At the same time, he can be the most aloof from us as well, if he wants to be. So this is the devotee's position. Devotee's position is like this. He can be the closest to you, he can be the most aloof from you. Upanishads says this about Krishna.
Shri Shukavajam Srinam Evam Dhritandinam Udide Savvidaryada അക്കുരുരശോദയാമാസ കൃതമൈത്രാദിഗോരഥം ഗോപാസ്തമന്വസജ്ജന്ത നന്ദാദ്യാശകടൈസ്തത ആദായോ വായനം ഭൂരി കുംഭാൻ ഗോരസസംഭവാൻ ഗോപ്യശ്ചാദൈതം കൃഷ്ണ അനുവ്രജ്യാനുരഞ്ജിതാ പ്രത്യാദേശം ഭഗവത കാക്ഷന്ധ്യശ്ചാവതസ്ഥിരേ താസ്തദാതപ്യതീർവീക്ഷ്യ സ്വപ്രസ്ഥാനേയദൂത്തമ സാന്ത്വയാമാസ സപ്രേമൈ ആയാസ്യാമിതി ദൗത്യകൈ യാവദാലക്ഷദേകേതുർയാവദ്രേണൂരഥസ്യ ച അനുപ്രസ്ഥാപിതാത്മാനോ ലേഖ്യാനീവോപലക്ഷിതാഃ താ നിരാശാനിമൃതുർ ഗോവിന്ദാവിനിവർത്തനെ വിശോകാമഹൈ നിന്യുർഗായന്ത്യാ പ്രിയജേഷ്ഠിതം ഭഗവാനപി സംപ്രാപ്തോ രാമ അക്രൂരയിതോ നൃപ രഥേന വായുവേഗേന കാലിന്ദീമഖനാശിനി തത്രോപസ്പൃശ്യ വാനീയം പീത്വാ മൃഷ്ടം മണിപ്രഭം വൃക്ഷഷണ്ഡമുപവ്രജ്യ സരാമോ രഥമാവിശൽ അക്രൂരസ്താവുവാമന്ത്ര്യ നിവേശ്യാചരഥോപരി കാളിന്ദ്യാഹൃതമാഗത്യ സ്നാനം വിധിവദാചരൽ നിമജ്ജതസ്മിൻ സലിലെ ജപൻ ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം താവേവ ദത് അദൃശേ ക്രൂരോ രാമകൃഷ്ണോ സമന്വിതം തൗരഥസ്ഥോ കഥമിഹാസുതാ വാനകതുന്ധുമേ തർഹി സ്വിൽസന്ദനേ നസ്തം ഇത്യുന്മജ്ജവ്യജഷ്ടു സ തത്രാഭിജയഥാപൂർവം ആസീനോ പുനരേവ സ നിമജ്ജദർശനം തന്മേ മൃഷാകിം സലിലേതയോ ഭൂയസ്തത്രാവിസോദ്രാക്ഷിൽ സ്മയമാന മഹീശ്വരം സിദ്ധചാരണഗന്ധർവൈ അസുരേർനതകന്ധരൈ We spoke about this last Sunday, that Akrura on the way stopped the chariot, wanted to perform his Sandhyavandanam. Sandhyavandanam in the middle of the day. Three times in the day, you have to perform Sandhyavandanam. Prabhadam, Madhyandanam and Sayandanam. So Madhyandanam, that is the middle of the day, Akrura wanted to perform that in the river and left Krishna and Balaram in the chariot, went into the water. And what did Akrura see there in the water? Krishna was there, not as Krishna, as Mahavishnu, lying on Adishesha. Balaram was lying there as Adishesha, and Krishna was lying there as Mahavishnu. Why was that form shown to Akrura like that? Krishna didn't show as Krishna and Balaram in the water. But this form was shown to them. Reason for that is, let Akrura understand that we are the cause behind everything in this creation. We are not different from that. So in order to give Akrura this understanding that me, Krishna and Balaram are not different than Vishnu and Adishesha, this particular form was shown to Akrura. Akrura saw that form, and when he came out from there, Krishna and Balaram were sitting in the chariot. നിമജ്ജതസ്മിൻ സലിലെ ജപൻ ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം താവേവ ദശ്രേക്കൂരോ രാമകൃഷ്ണോ സമന്വിതോ തൗരഥസ്ഥോകതമിഹസ്തദാ വാനകതന്തുമേ തർഹി സ്വിൽസന്ദനേ നസ്തം ഇത്യുന്മജ്ജവ്യജഷ്ടസാം ദാറ്റ് വെൻ ഹീ സോ ദം സിറ്റിംഗ് ഇൻ ദെയർ വൈ ആർ ദേ ഹിയർ അക്രൂര വാസ് തിങ്കിംഗ് ലൈക് ദിസ് തത്രാഭിജയഥാ പൂർവം ആസീനോ പുനരേവ സ നിമജ്ജദർശനം തന്മേ മൃഷാകിം സലിലേതയോ ഐ ഹാവ് സീൻ ദം ബോത്ത് ഇൻ ദി വാട്ടർ ഓൾസോ വാട്ട് ഹാസ് ഹാപ്പൻ ടു മീ ടു മൈ മൈൻഡ് Again, Akuran went into the water. Bhuyasatravisodrakshil smayamanamahishwaram siddhacharanagandharvai asurayernadagandharai. That at that time he saw, instead of Krishna, what they show was Adishesha was lying there, and all around siddhas, charanas, gandharvas, they were all standing there, and they were glorifying Krishna there. glorifying Krishna and Adishesha's glories. Sahasrasharasam devam, from now on, so many verses, is speaking about about what Akrura has seen inside the water. Sahasrashirasam devam, sahasrabhanamaulinam, neelambaram visashvedam, shringai shvedam ivasthidam, tasyol sangekhanashyamam, pidagaushayavasasam, purusham jadurbujam shantam, palmavatrarunekshanam, charuprasannavadanam, charuhasanarekshanam, subhrunnasam charugarnam, sugapolarunatharam, പ്രളംബ ഭീവരഭുജം തുംഗാസോരസ്ഥലശ്രിയം കമ്പുകണ്ഠം നിമ്നനാഭം വലിമൽപ്പലവോദരം ബൃഹൽ ഗണിതണശ്രോണിം കരഭോരുദ്വയാന്വിതം ചാരുജാനുയുഗം ചാരു ജംഘായുവള സംയുതം തുംഗമൽ ഭാരുണനഖംവ്രാതീധീർവൃതം നവാങ്കുല്യങ്കുഷ്ഠദർവിലസൽപാദമംഗജം സുമഹാർഹമണിവ്രാതം കിരീടകടകാംഗതൈ കടിസൂത്രം ബ്രഹ്മസൂത്രം ഹാരനൂപുരകുണ്ടലൈ രാജമാനം പത്മകരം ശംഖചക്രകഥാധരം ശ്രീവത്സവക്ഷസംരാജൽ കൗസ്തുഭം മനമാലിനം സുനന്ദനന്ദ പ്രമുഖൈ പാർഷദൈ സനകാധിപി സുരേഷേർ ബ്രഹ്മരുദ്രാദ്യർ നവഭിശ്ചദ്വിജോത്തമൈ പ്രഹ്ലാദനാരദവസു പ്രമുഖൈർ ഭാഗവതോത്തമൈ സ്തൂയമാനം മൃതഗ്ഭാവേർ വജോഭീരമലാത്മഭി ശ്രിയാ പുഷ്ട്യാ ഗിരാ കാന്ത്യാ കീർത്യാ തുഷ്ടേ ലയോർജയ വിദ്യയാ വിദ്യയാ ശക്ത്യാ മായയാ ജനുഷേവിധം വിലോക്യാ സുദൃശം പ്രീതോ ഭക്ത്യാ പരമയായുധ കൃഷ്യത്തനുരുഹോ ഭാവ പരിക്ലിന്നാത്മലോചന ഗിരാഗൽഗതയാസ്തൗഷ്യൽ സത്വമാരംഭ്യ സാത്വത പ്രണമ്യ മൂദ്രാവഹിതം കൃതാഞ്ജലിപുടശ്ശനൈ. ഇത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാന്തേ അക്രൂരപ്രതിയാനം നാമ ഏകോനചത്വാരിംശോധ്യായം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ അക്രൂര ഹാസ് സീൻ Krishna and Balaram inside the water and realized that Krishna and Balaram is no different from Vishnu and Adishesha. And when this realization came, Akrura decided to glorify that form of Krishna. And in order to do that, Akrura has taken about 30 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is popularly known as Akrura Stuti. If you remember earlier, we had Kunti Devis and others also who glorified Krishna in the same way. And similarly, Prahlada Stuti, and similar Prahlada Stuti, Kunti Stuti, and others also, Bhishma Stuti. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj Stuti, Prahlada Stuti. They are all very famous verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam for the devotees to relish. So, in this Akrura Stuti, what you will find there is Akrura has decided that he has to glorify Krishna now, because when he came out of the water, Krishna and Balaram made a joke of Akrura, saying to Akrura that made a joke of Akrura. Akrura, are you feeling cold? He said, because Akrura, by seeing Krishna and Balaram in the water, experienced such an amount of ecstasy that when he came out, all his hairs were standing up. And they were joking each other. Krishna and Balaram, sitting in the chariot, were joking each other. What has happened to Akrura? He must be feeling very cold in the water, Krishna was saying to Balaram. And Akrura came up and saw this Krishna and Balaram sitting in the chariot. And in that ecstasy, Akrura started speaking. Akrura couldn't resist anymore. He had to glorify Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is one of the finest prayers. Why it's finest? Because if you want to understand a devotee's heart, you have to read these glorifications. That is where you get to understand what is a devotee's heart. You won't understand a devotee's heart. A non-devotee, we'll call it like that, a non-devotee's heart is not very difficult to understand, isn't it? It's very easy to understand. Always looking for sense gratification, or always scheming something for the enjoyment. This is non-devotee. But Akrura is a devotee. And that too, a devotee who has relished a relationship with Krishna. He already had a very strong relationship with Krishna. And now he had got his first opportunity in life to associate with Krishna. And all the thoughts that was going through Akrura's heart, you will find in this glorification. That's the beauty of that glorification. So what I'll do is, I'll first read through that glorification, and then I'll briefly mention, talk about it. Chapter 40. Akrura vacham natosmyaham tvakila hedu hedam narayanam purushamadhyam avyayam yannabhijadal aravindakoshal brahmavirasil yadameshalokaham bhustoyam agni pavanakhamadir mahanajadir manamindriyani sarveindriyartha vibhudascha sarve ഹേതവസ്ഥേ ജഗദോംഗഭൂതാഹം നൈതേ സ്വരൂപം വിദുരാത്മനസ്തേ അജാതയോ ആത്മതയാ ഗൃഹീതാഹ അജോനുബദ്ധാ സഗുണൈരജായം ഗുണാൽപരം ഗുണാൽപരം വേദനതേ സ്വരൂപം ത്വാം യോഗിനോ യജന്ത്യന്ധാം മഹാപുരുഷമീശ്വരം സാധ്യാത്മം സാധിഭൂതം ച സാധിദൈവം ച സാധവാം ത്രയ്യാജ വിദ്യയാ കേചിൽ ത്വാം വൈ വൈതാനികാദ്വിജാം യജന്തേ വിദതേർയജ്ഞേർ നാനാരൂപമരാഖ്യയാം ഏകേ ത്വാ അഖിലകർമാണി സന്യസ്യോപശമം ഗതാഃ ജ്ഞാനിനോ ജ്ഞാനയജ്ഞേന യജന്തി ജ്ഞാനവിഗ്രഹം അന്യേജാ സംസ്കൃതാത്മാനോ വിധിനാ വിഹിതേന തേ യജന്തി ത്വന്മയാ സ്വാം വൈ ബഹുമൂർത്യേകമൂർത്തികം ത്വാമേവാന്യേ ശിവോക്തേന മാർഗേണ ശിവരൂപിണം ബഹ്വാചാര്യവിഭേദേന ഭഗവൻ സമുപാസദേ സർവയേവ യജന്തി ത്വാം സർവദേവമയേശ്വരം യേ അന്യദേവതാ ഭക്ത യദ്യപ്യന്യധിയാ പ്രഭോ യഥാദ്രി പ്രഭവാനദ്യ പർജന്യ പൂരിതാ പ്രഭോ വിശന്തി സർവധാ സിന്ധും തദ്വത്വാം ഗതയോന്തദാം സത്വം രജസ്തമായിതി ഭവദാ പ്രകൃതേർഗുണാം തേഷു ഹി പ്രാകൃതാ പ്രോദാ ആ ബ്രഹ്മ സ്ഥാവരാദയോ ആ ബ്രഹ്മ സ്ഥാവരാദയാം തുഭ്യം നമസ്തേ സ്തു വിഷക്തദൃഷ്ടയേ സർവാത്മനേ സർവധിയാം ച സാക്ഷിണേ ഗുണപ്രവാഹോയമവിദ്യയാ കൃത പ്രവർത്തതേ ദേവതൃനിര്യഗാത്മസൂ അഗ്നിർമുഖം ദേ വനിരംഗിരീക്ഷണം സൂര്യോ നഭോ നാഭിരഥോ ദിശശ്രുതി ദ്യൗകം സുരേന്ദ്രാസ്തവ ബാഹവോർണവ കക്ഷ്യർമരുൽ പ്രാണബലം പ്രകൽപ്പിതം രോമാണി വൃക്ഷൌഷധയ ശിരോരുഹ മേഘാപരസ്യാസ്തി നഖാനി ദേദ്രയ നിമേഷണം രാത്രഹനി പ്രജാപതിർ മേഡ്രസ്തു വൃഷ്ടിസ്തവ വീര്യമീഷ്യതേ ത്വയ്യവ്യയാത്മൻ പുരുഷേ പ്രകൽപ്പിത ലോക സഫല ബഹുജീവസങ്കുലാഹ യഥാ ജലേ സഞ്ചിഹതേ ജലൗഗസോ പ്യദുംബരേ വാമശകാ മനോമയേ യാനി യാനി ഹരൂപാണി ക്രീഡനാർത്ഥം ബിബർഷിഹി തൈരാമൃഷ്ടശുചോ ലോക ഉദാ ഗായന്തി ദേ യശാം നമഃകാരണവത്സ്യായ പ്രളയാബ്ധിചരായ ച ഹയശീർഷ്ണേ നമസ്തുഭ്യം മധുകൈഢപമൃത്യവേ അകൂപാരായ ബൃഹദേ നമോ മന്ദരധാരിണേ ക്ഷിത്യുദ്ധാര വിഹാരായ നമസ്സൂകരമൂർത്തയേ നമസ്തേ അത്ഭുതസിംഹായ സാധുലോകഭയാവഹ വാമനായ നമസ്തുഭ്യം ക്രാന്ത ത്രിഭുവനായ ച നമോ ഭൃഗൂണാം പദയേ ദൃപ്തക്ഷത്രവനച്ഛിദേ നമസ്തേ രഘുവര്യായ രാവണാന്തകരായ ച നമസ്തേ വാസുദേവായ നമസ്സംഘർഷണായ ച പ്രദ്യുമ്നായ അനിരുദ്ധായ സാത്വതാം പദയേ നമ നമോ ബുദ്ധായ ശുദ്ധായ ദൈത്യദാനവമോഹിനേ മ്ലേച്ഛപ്രായ ക്ഷത്രഹന്തേ നമസ്തേ കൽക്കിരൂപിണേ ഭഗവൻ ജീവലോകോയം മോഹിതസ്തവമായ അഹം അമേത്യസൽഗ്രാഹോ ഭ്രാമ്യതേ കർമ്മവർമ്മസോം അഹം ചാത്മാത്മജാകാരം ദാരാർത്ഥസ്വജനാദിഷു ഭ്രമാമി സ്വപ്നകൽപ്പേഷു മൂഢ സത്യധിയാ വിഭോ അനിത്യാത്മദുഃഖേഷു വിപര്യയമതിർഹ്യഹം ദ്വന്ദ്വാരാമസ്തമോവിഷ്ടോ ന ജാനേ ത്വാത്മനപ്രിയം യഥാഭുതോ ജലം ഹിത്വാ പ്രതിച്ഛന്നം തദുൽഭവൈഃ അഭ്യേദി മൃഗതൃഷ്ണാം വൈ തദ്വത്വാഹം പരാങ്മുഖാ നോത്സഹേഹം ക്രമണതി കാമകർമ്മഹതം മന രോദ്ധം പ്രമാതിവിശാക്ഷേർ ക്രിയമാണമിതസ്തദാഹ സോഹം തവാങ്കൃപകദോസ്മി സദാം ദുരാപം തച്ചാപ്യഹം ഭവദനുഗ്രഹമീശമന്യേ പുംസോ ഭവേല്യർഹി സംസരണാപവർഗം സ്തയബ്ജനാമ സദുവാസനയാ മതിസ്യാൽ നമോ വിജ്ഞാനമാത്രായ സർവപ്രത്യയഹേതവേ പുരുഷേശ പ്രധാനായ ബ്രഹ്മണേ അനന്തശക്തയെ നമസ്തേ വാസുദേവായ സർവഭൂതക്ഷയായ ച ഋഷീകേശ നമസ്തുഭ്യം പ്രപന്നം പാഹി മാം പ്രഭോ. ഇനി ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ അക്കുരസ്തു നാമ ചത്വാരിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം. ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. If you read this Akrura's prayers, you will find the method how Akrura glorified Krishna. That is a very interesting thing. First of all, Akrura is acknowledging Krishna that you are the supreme Brahman, or in other words, the source of all creation. Everything is coming from Brahmano hi pradeshtaham, that Brahman has, from Maya comes from there, and like that. So that is the process of creation. So here, in these prayers, what Akrura has spoken about is, first, that part of Krishna, that means prior to all the at the stage of creation, how Akrura is addressing Krishna, that how different things have come from Krishna, and which is the cause of all causes, as it says in the, as in the Brahma Samhita says there, isn't it? Sarvakarana karanam, Krishna is the cause of all causes. So Akrura is acknowledging that you are the cause of all causes. Everything comes from you. So the whole process of creation, Akrura is discussing up to a certain point. And after that, in that process, Akrura is also talking about, in one verse, he is saying that this is the form of you that the great yogis are aspiring to see in their heart when they are performing their dhyanam, meditation process. And they realize you in samadhi of that form of you. And that Akrura discusses there. And in another instance, Akrura discusses about the jnanis, how they realize Krishna in another aspect of Krishna. So different aspects of Krishna, Akrura is discussing there and how they realize Krishna in different forms. But after discussing all that, Akrura was not satisfied. Akrura felt that because you are so merciful that at one point you have decided that you have done all these things, but in spite of all that, everyone in this world is not able to come back to you. This is the difficulty, that all Krishna has created, the creation started and everyone came out, and the whole creation developed and came to such a level that they were struggling in this material world. They wanted to go back to the spiritual world. So in order to go back to the spiritual world, they wanted to take shelter of Krishna. But up to this point in time, they were taking Krishna's shelter. And they were glorifying Krishna through Jnanamargam and through the different processes of yoga system. But at some point in time, Krishna realized that not many people are getting back to the spiritual world. Everyone is stuck here in one way or the other, because these processes are very, very difficult to follow. Jnanamargam and the Yoga Margam, yoga systems also, Ashtanga Yogam, all these things are very difficult to follow. So at that point, when that happened, Krishna felt terrible compassion, a lot of compassion for the conditioned soul, living entities, and Krishna decided that I come down myself now. And that is how the incarnation started. Prior to that, there was no need of all these incarnations. Incarnations are mentioned in respect to that. Janmadho karma vasputam iham gunadoshadigam va na yasmin lokanam udayeya swayam anubhajade dani maya anusarim. Otherwise, what is the need for Krishna to incarnate like this? And different incarnation, malsyam, fish incarnation, varaham, boar incarnation, Nrasimham, man-lion incarnations, Vamana, Brahmachari incarnations. Like this, there is a number of incarnations Krishna has performed only with one purpose, so that devotees will get attracted to Krishna. Krishna came in these different dresses, that's all what it means. These are all different dresses of Krishna. Valsim, Gurmam, Varaham, Nrasimham, Vamanam, Parashuraman, everyone. All these are Krishna's different dresses. He put different clothes and came here. And when he came here, that gave an opportunity for
the devotees to get attracted, because Jnanamargam and yoga system and all is very difficult for ordinary conditioned soul. But when they saw Krishna in front of them in some form performing wonderful pastimes, they got attracted to that. This is the purpose of all these incarnations. That's why it says, Janmadho karma namasputam iha gunadosha adhigam va na yasmin loganam. That actually Krishna doesn't have any birth or activity to do. He is free from all this. He doesn't have karma, is it? Karma is for us. And he doesn't have an appearance birth also. When he appeared, came to this planet, we celebrated that this is his appearance day. But otherwise, Krishna is when does Krishna appear? If anyone asks, what can you answer? You can't answer. It is from him everything comes. So he is the origin of everything. So where is the birthday for Krishna? But when he comes to this planet, we are celebrated in this way. Because of our conditioned nature in this world, we are celebrating Krishna's appearance as Janmashtami. But otherwise, Janmadho karma amasputami hanguna doshadigam vana yasmin, that he has no janmam, no karmam also. And loganam udaye yasvayamanu bhajadeta animayanusari. But then why did he do this, all these kind of different past, different incarnations? Why did they appear? Only for one reason. Loganam udayeyam. For the benefit of the logam, for this world, for our benefit, Krishna has accepted all these different incarnations. Swayam anubhajadetani maya anusarim. How did he accept? In working with Maya together. Under Maya's, with Maya's help. Or in other words, Maya Devi was always there with him to support Krishna in these different incarnations. Mayam cha tadubhashridam. That is how Vedavyas saw Krishna with Maya Devi. At the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find there. Samyak pranihido male apashyal purusham purvam mayam cha tadubhashrayam. Maya Devi is there to assist, serve Krishna, ready to serve him. So similarly, in all these incarnations also, what was happened was, Krishna was taking this assistance from Maya Devi, appearing in these different incarnations and performing wonderful pastimes, so that all devotees get attracted to him. Otherwise, we have no chance of getting attracted to anybody. If somebody comes and tells you that, give up all attachment in this world, come to the Jnanamargam, sit there in one room and take this, the Vedic statements, and start chanting them, I don't think you'll last more than a day. By then, next day you'll say, I don't want any liberation, I'll rather live here satisfactorily. You will leave the place. You don't want to follow these processes because we don't have the capacity to do such things. So knowing very well, Krishna recognized this because majority belong to our group, not to the jnanis and yogis. So Krishna also realized that if ever they have to come back to us, we have to give them a proper opportunity for that. And that's how Krishna came down here. So, and that is what Akrura is glorifying in that prayer. One after the other, different prayers, Akrura is glorifying Krishna in that way. And at the end of the prayers, Akrura says to Krishna, that Akrura was crying this time. Tears were coming. Because this opportunity, who will get? That you have Krishna sitting there in the chariot listening to you, what you have got to say. If we go there, we'll go with a big list. Krishna, this is all what I need in my life to make me happy. But Akrura's heart is not like that. Akrura is saying that, what do I need anything in my life anymore? That pure renunciation or detachment from material world to such a degree that Akrura was not saying anything anymore. He couldn't say anymore anything. And as the last word, Akrura spoke to Krishna like this, that you are performing your pastimes in this world. And somehow or the other, you have accepted me also and given me a part in that, which I do not know how to thank you for that. This was all Akrura has spoken about himself. Otherwise, not one word Akrura has spoken to Krishna, anything different than that. And he was feeling so much gratitude to Krishna that Krishna has accepted him to participate in this pastime, a small role that was given to him. And thinking about this, Akrura started crying again. Akrura's tears and tears from Akrura's Akrura's eyes. That is what you find there in that verses. You will find there at the last two verses. Namo vijnana matraya sarva pratyaya hetave purushesha pradhanaya brahmane ananda shaktaye namaste vasudevaya sarva bhudakshayaya cha hrishikesha namastubhyam prabannam pahi mam prabho. That in the verse before that, Kruda mentioned there, the moment I had devotion, all my material distress is gone. As soon as I got that devotion, in other words, devotion is a thing, what Krishna has to give it to you. Only then you can be a devotee. That you have to feel that devotion for Krishna by Krishna's mercy alone. When Krishna gives you that devotion in your heart, then your material distress will all go away immediately at that point. And Akura is acknowledging that. And he's also saying that because of this now, I do not think I have to stay in this material world anymore. I am qualified to become to be liberated from here. So all these things you will find in the Akrura's prayers there. So Akrura's prayers, very important in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole, these two, three chapters, relationship to Akrura's visit to Vrindavanam, and also the prayers from Akrura to Krishna, is Krishna liked it very much. And Balaram also liked it very much. And after the Krishna gave enough time. Because of all these prayers and everything, they got delayed. They didn't get to Mathura. This is what happened. Said, if you continue with your devotional service, you won't get any other job done. That's also is there in that. Sometimes it happens that when the mind, this is a difficulty when you keep one leg in one boat, another leg in the another boat. That the you end up in this situation. But it is there. That is the way it is. One day, both legs will fall into one boat, and then the other boat you can kick it back, kick it out from there. So, till you get to that situation, we have to realize that Akrura was going through the same state of consciousness. That he experienced that. But now, a stage was coming in Akrura's life. He was not feeling anymore that what is this life in this world, what is Kamsa, what is this all family and all these things, all these thoughts which was normally giving disturbing Akrura's mind has slowly started disappearing from his heart. That's what. So Krishna has given enough time for all this to Akrura. But the result was that by the time they got to Mathura, it was quite late in the afternoon. So in the morning when they left Vrindavanam, you remember that I mentioned before that they all left in different chariots, different bullock carts. The cowherd men, they like to travel in bullock carts. They thought Akrura is in the chariot drawn by the horses, so they will get there first anyway. So they thinking that what the cowherd men has done, including Nanda Maharaj, what they have done was they left Krishna and Balaram and Akrura in Vrindavan, and they left much earlier than anyone else, thinking that by the time they get to Mathura, Akrura will also get there. This was in their mind. So when they and they had to carry all the other milk products also which they had taken with them. So when they got to Vrindavanam, by the time they got there, they didn't see Akrura or Krishna or Balaram there. So it was not much different than the journey from Mathura to Vrindavan. It was in another way. The return journey was also not much different. It has taken a whole day to get back to Mathura. Actually, it didn't take such a long time as much it was taken from Mathura to Vrindavan. It was little less than that, but still it took a long time. So when Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men, when they arrived in Mathura, they didn't go to Kamsa or anything. Normally, the system in those days was that when you go to big cities, you will find a lot of gardens all around. Upavanam they are referred to. So generally the people who come from villages, they won't go and stay in a hotel or anything like that. They'll bring food with them. They'll pack food and bring it with them. And they will park themselves or camp themselves in one of these parks, wherever the upavanams or forest associated with the next to the cities, closer to the cities. They will live there, making some arrangements for them to stay. And they will use a river or lake, whatever is nearby, for bathing and other purposes. And this way they will manage. There were no, obviously, five-star hotels and things like that, where they checked in and checked out, and all these kind of things didn't exist those days. It looks like, because there's no mention of that in the Bhagavatam. So, So our Nanda Maharaj and others, they have arrived in Mathura much earlier, and they knew where they were going to stay, and they were staying there, and they were waiting for Krishna and Balaram to come with Akrura. And long time they have waited. Meanwhile, the scene in Mathura, that is what you have to look at closely. What was happening in Mathura was, by now, that the news has spread all over that Kamsa has going to perform this big festival, for which he has invited Krishna and Balaram to come. Krishna and Balaram is going to come. That news has spread. So by now Krishna and Balaram is known all over in Mathura also. And there were rumors going around that when Krishna and Balaram comes, first thing what they are going to do is they are going to kill their uncle Kamsa. But nobody will talk about this openly. Everyone will talk very quietly to each other. That in this festival, Kamsa wants to kill them, it seems. They'll talk like this. And he has arranged this Chanura and Mushtiya for this purpose. Because news will always leak out, isn't it? No news. Kamsa was trying to keep it very confidential. But it didn't stay. The news leaked out from the palace. So when the news leaked out, everyone came to know about it. What is going to happen? So they were aware that something is going to happen very soon, in the next few days. And what was that very thing, what they were thinking about was the change of government, isn't it? Is that what it means? Getting Kamsa killed means what? The change of government, isn't it? They had enough of Kamsa by now. And they were relishing it inside their mind. And at the same time, they were not saying anything, one word, because if it doesn't happen, then what will be our situation? So all those things were going through their mind, and they were thinking that this may happen. And so naturally, there was a tremendous enthusiasm to find who this Krishna and Balaram is. And they were coming first time to the city. So Sri Shukan in the Bhagavatam, when it came to this scene, what he did was, he decided to describe Mathura's conditions at this time. Mathura, city of Mathura, is a very, very old city. It was built by Ramchandra's brother Shatrughna. So Shatrughna was given the special task of building Mathura. So that is important for Mathura. So because it is like that, Mathura was built by Shatrughna. And this Mathura has been popular ever since. How many times in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Mathura? At least two more instances you can see. Where did Dhruva Maharaj go for performing his austerities? It was in Mathura. Mathuvanam it is. And there, that's why this Mathura word is there before also. And Mathuvanam, where Yatra Sannihido Hari, Krishna is always present in Mathuvanam. That is where Dhruva Maharaj performed his penances in the Satyugam. So therefore Mathura is famous. Ambarish Maharaj, Maharaj Ambarish, performed his Ekadashi, the Dwadashi Aradhana. That means after the, in the ninth canto, the famous story of Maharaj Ambarish. Where did he perform his festival of Ekadashi and Dwadashi festivals? That was performed in Mathuvanam. So by this, great, great sages, they have spent their time in Mathuvanam. Because of all this, it is a very, very auspicious place also. So, and it is that Madhuvanam, which is Mathura also, has now under the control of Kamsa. Kamsa has taken control of that. And the result was that all the devotees who were living there, they were experiencing a very, very hard time. Because if you get a demon in control of the government, you can see what will happen. What will happen? The demoniac propensities will increase among the people. And those who are demons, they will relish it. Devotees won't enjoy it. The demons will relish it because then they can do what they want, isn't it? So it is always like that. When devotees take over the government or when the devotees manage, devotees feel happy. When the demons manage, the demons feel happy. It is the same story. So here in Mathura also, because of Kamsa's administration, the people who are living there, who are demoniac, they felt very happy and they could do what they wanted. Which means, whom do the demons don't like? They don't like the devotees. That's whom they don't like. So the result was that they started torturing the devotees. They were giving a lot of trouble. They were giving a lot of trouble to the devotees. And devotees were leaving Mathura. They were going away from Mathura and living in other places, taking shelter of other places because of this problem with Kamsa and Kamsa's administration. So this is not a new thing in the history. It is always repeating, isn't it? When you look at the recent history, even for the last 100 years, you will see what's different. What has changed? Nothing has changed this time. Nothing has changed. Every time it's the same story. It keeps coming again and again. And people under this administration, they suffer. And sometimes when you see this, you can't do anything about it. What can you do? Because demonic tendencies are always there in human society. So Kamsa appeared, and Kamsa also engaged in similar demonic nature. So this particular day, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men, they all arrived early. They bathed in the river, and all the cowherd men wanted to go and travel to the city. They wanted to visit the city. But only thing, they were waiting for Krishna and Balaram to come. They thought, if Krishna and Balaram comes, then we'll all go as a group together. Because village people, they like to all stick together, isn't it? When they go to city also, you'll find that. So sometimes it looks very strange, but they feel a certain security in that. They feel they will get lost in the city somewhere. So they natural way, they were taking association each other. But they have their own relationship between the different devotees, between the cowherd boys. So they were waiting for Krishna and Balaram to come. So unfortunately, they got delayed because of all the things what happened on the road. By the time Krishna and Balaram arrived there, it was perhaps about 2 o'clock. But by now, the news has spread all over. Krishna and Balaram will be in the city very soon because all the cowherd men has arrived and everyone was talking to each other. They'll be coming through this and they would like to see these two persons whom they have heard about, Krishna and Balaram, what they look like. They heard about their beautiful forms and they also heard that they were very young boys and how they are going to deal with Kamsa. All these kind of speculations were going on throughout the city. Mathura city was completely in speculation at that time. And what was happening in the palace, that is more interesting. When all this was going on, Kamsa's heart was pounding. It was, the heartbeat has gone up. So he has called all his consultants, special NHS consultants to help, to come. And the best treatment, best private hospital, wherever it is, I don't know, whatever that was there in Mathura, all the specialists were called in to attend to Kamsa. And there is one thing it mentions there, that the next day Kamsa was going to get killed, isn't it? So that the night before your death, you can ask this to people, but you can't ask because they're dead and gone, what happens. But this is the Ayurvedic point of view. They have this they have a conclusion that suppose you are going to die on a particular day, the night before that it will be a very difficult night to go through, not due to the illnesses, but the whole life will come back to you, what you have gone through. It is the nature of the human mind and the human body that it brings back a lot of its memories back towards you. And this happens in the night before your death. So you can imagine what will that night will be for Kamsa. It's called as Kalaratri. Kalaratri means a night where you couldn't sleep. In that particular night, Kamsa didn't get a second sleep. You may have taken the best sleeping pills, but it didn't work on that particular night. And Krishna's thoughts about Krishna, thinking about Krishna. Gopis were thinking about Krishna. Kamsa is also thinking about Krishna. Just see how fortunate Kamsa was, that he was thinking about Krishna the whole night. Akrura was thinking about Krishna in the whole night before he traveled to Vrindavanam, isn't it? Similarly, Kamsa was also thinking about Krishna. And that was a sleepless night for Kamsa. Because by now, Kamsa had very, very strong signals that is his last night. That although externally he didn't want to show his fear, externally he didn't want to tell anyone, and he still put some faith in Chanura and Mushtika and Kulayabhidam, the elephant and everything. But in his heart he knew what is in store. Already, because who is inside? Krishna is also sitting there telling him, my dear uncle, don't make any more big plans. You can put your end to all your plans now. That somebody was saying to him like this from inside, he felt. So this is Krishna. Krishna give you enough signals, enough messages throughout life, which way to go. It's up to us to take it, whether to take that signal and go along with that, or constantly ask the question, why this spiritual life is all about? Is there anything like that? We'll see. What's wrong with me? I'm okay, you are okay, all of us are okay. This kind of things is coming from our consciousness. So, it was then that Kamsa was thinking in this condition and he was experiencing a sleepless night. So, prior to that, let us turn back to Mathura. What was happening there? What Sukadeva Goswami had to say. Shri Shuka Vajam Stuvadastasya Bhagavan Darshayitva Jalevabhu Bhuya Samaharal Krishna Nado Natyamival Manam. That Sukadeva Goswami says what Krishna did after Akrura's glorification. Sobijam darhidam vichya jaladun majya satvara krithvaja avashyakam sarvam vismido rathamagamal tava prachadrashike shakim de drishtam ivalpudam bhoomo vyadido eva tathatvam lakshayamahim. That akrura vaja albhudani hayavandi bhoomo vyadi vajale tvai vishwatma getane kimme drishtam vipashyadam yatra albhudani sarvani bhoomo vyadi vajale tvam tu anupashyado brahman kimme drishtam iha albhudam. That when Krishna asked about this, that what is that surprising thing, what you have shown, what you have seen, and said to Akrura, Krishna says that you have seen something wonderful, that, and then Akrura is replying to that in the earth, in the sky, in the water, whatever surprising things are there, everything I have seen in you. Yatralbudani Sarvani Bhumovyadi Vajale Tamtwani Vashado Brahman Kimme Drishtamihalbudam. That everything that is wonderful, everything that there is nothing there, wonderful, nothing there. And the most wonderful thing is yourself. Krishna says, Akrura says to Krishna, Ittitva Chodayama Sam Sandanam Gandhini Sudha Madhurama Nayal Ramam Krishnam Jaivinatyayam. That by saying like this, by just afternoon, Krishna Kura brought them to Mathura city. Marge Gramajana Rajam Statra Trova Sangada Vasudeva Sudavichya Prida Drishtim Najadadum. That people who were living in Mathura city at that time, they say Rama and Krishna and Balaram together, and they were feeling great happiness seeing that beauty of that two personalities. Taval Rajavasastatra Nandagobadi Yogreda Purobamanamasadya Pradikshandovadastirim. That the Akrura stopped at Kalindi River for this performing Sandhyavanam ceremony, and at the same time in Madhurapuri, in the city of Madhura, Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men were waiting for Krishna and Balaram to come. Tan Samityaha Bhagavan Akruram Jagadishwara Grihitvapaninapanim Prashritam Rahasanivam. That Akrura, Krishna held on to, when they arrived in Mathura, the first thing Krishna did, he held his uncle Akrura's hand and told Akrura like this, Bhavan pravishadamangre sahayana purim griham vayam tuhava muchyada tadodrachyamahe purim. That now that we have arrived in Mathura, the first thing what you should do you should go to Kamsa and let him know that we have come. Just let him know, because that's why you have come to Vrindavanam, isn't it? Now that we are back here, we are in Mathura, the immediate thing, first thing what you should do is to go to Kamsa and let him know that we have arrived. Because he has invited us, so naturally we have to tell him.
Bhavan Pamishadamagre Sahayana Purim Griham Vayam Tihava Muchyadam Tadodrakshyamahe Purim.
Then he told, Krishna said to Akakrura that you should go then after that to your home and live there at home, and we don't want to go to Kamsa and tell him that we have arrived and say this to him. We will keep our things in this forest and then we'll go out to see the city.
Akrura vaja naham bhavalbhyam rahida pravekshe madhura prabhum pravekshe madhuram prabho tektum narkasimam nadha bhaktam devaktavalsala.
Akrura says at that time that Akrura says, I am not going to Mathura city without you. Please don't abandon me. This is what Akrura was saying to Krishna. Krishna says to Akrura, leave us alone here and you go to Kamsa, to palace, before we enter into the city. You go ahead and let Kamsa know. But Akrura says, no, I cannot go without you. You should not abandon me, Akrura says.
Agachayama gehanna swanathan kurvadokshaya sahagraja sagobale suralbhischa sukhartamam.
That there is a lot of words mentioned there. Agachayama gehanam sanathan kurvadokshaya sahagraja sagobale suralbhischa suhurtamam. That please come to our house. Akrura is inviting Krishna. Akrura wants to take Krishna, Balaram, and all the other cowherd boys to his house. He wants to honor them, but because he is a devotee of Krishna. But Krishna says to Akrura, this is not the time for that. This is not the time, because I have come with a purpose here. Now you can see the another personality of Krishna. He has become now serious about this business. He has a serious business to do in Mathura. So he says to Akrura that, my dear uncle, I will come to your house, but not today. Later on, when my business is finished, I'll come and see you and accept your offerings, offer your worship, accept your worship.
Agachayama gehana samadhan kurvadhokshaya sahagraja sagobale suhurlbhischa suhurtama punihi padarajasa grihano grihamedhinam ye chaujena anudrapyandi vidarasagnaya surim.
Akrura also mentions to Krishna and Balaram that by your arrival in our house, you will purify our residence. A householder, Akrura is saying this now to Krishna, that if you come to our house, Balaram, and all the cowherd boys, that will purify my place. We householders have nothing else to look forward to. Unless saintly people come and purify our home, how can we be purified? Akrura is raising all this to encourage Krishna to come.
Punihi pada rajasa grihan no grihamedhinam ye chaujena anudrapyandi pidarasagnaya suraha avinichi angriyugalam asichlokyo balir mahan aishwaryamadulam lebhe gadim jaygandinam tuyau.
Then at that point Akrura decided to glorify Mahabali, how he got purified by by taking the water. Akrura's mind was going like Mahabali at that time. Mahabali got an opportunity to wash Krishna's feet and take that water and put it on his head, and that purified Mahabali. And the result was that everything followed Mahabali after that. Mahabali didn't have to look for anything else. Not why did Krishna give the benediction to Mahabali? Go to the planet of Sudalam, and afterwards in the next Manu's time, you will come as Indra. This is what Mahabali was given the benediction by Krishna. So that kind of benediction is what you get if you take Krishna's water, Krishna's lotus feet, washed with the water. That water, if you take it, this is what Mahabali has got. I would like to receive the same thing, that the water from washing Krishna's feet.
Avanin changri yugalam asishlokyo balir mahan aishwaryamadilam lebhe gadim jaygandinam duyao അംഗ്രിവനേ ജന്യ സ്ത്രീം ലോകാൻശുജയോപുനൻ ശിരസാദർവ സൂര്യാദാസകരാത്മജ. ദെൻ വട്ട് എൽസ്? ഗംഗാജലം, ഗംഗാ റിവർ. Well, it purifies all the three worlds. And Lord Shiva takes that Ganga water on his head. He receives that. Why? Because Shiva became Shiva by when he received that water from Krishna's lotus feet. That is so, Mahadeva, he became Mahadeva, the greatest among the demigods, when he received Ganga, when she came down from the Karanarnava Jalam. When it came down, Lord Shiva received that on his head. And that story is in the ninth canto. So that is how it mentions there, Lord Shiva became Lord Shiva by accepting Ganga river on his head.
Deva Deva Jagannatha Punya Shravana Girtana Yadu Uttama Uttama Shloka Narayana Namostu Dev.
Then ultimately, Akrura was concluding his prayers.
Yadu Deva Deva Jagannatha, Supreme Personality of God, Punya Shravana Girtana യദു ഉത്തമ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക നാരായണ നമോസ്തുതേ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാൻ ഉവാചം ആയാസേ ഭവദാഗേഹം അഹമാര്യ സമന്വിത യദു ചക്രദ്രുഹം ഹത്വ വിദരിഷ്യേ സുഹൃൽ പ്രിയം.
ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ റിപ്ലൈ ടു അക്രൂര സേസ് ലൈക് ദിസ് ദാറ്റ് സൂൺ ആസ് ഐ ഫിനിഷ്ഡ് മൈ ബിസിനസ് വിത്ത് കംസൈ ഇസ് ഓവർ ഐ വിൽ കം വിത്ത് ബലറാം ടു യുവർ ഹൗസ് ആൻഡ് ഐ വിൽ ഫുൾഫിൽ യുവർ ഡിസയർ.
ഏവ മുക്തോ ഭഗവദാ സോക്രൂരോ വിമനാമിവ പുരീം പ്രവിഷ്ടകം സായ കർമാവേദ്യ ഗൃഹം യയവും.
ദാറ്റ് വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ സ്പോക്സ് ലൈക് ദിസ് ദാറ്റ് അക്രൂര ഓൾസോ ഫെൽറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ഇൻസിസ്റ്റ് ഓൺ ദിസ് ബിക്കോസ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് ഗിവിംഗ് എ സീരിയസ് ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ഷൻ. ആൻഡ് അറ്റ് ദ സെയിം ടൈം കൃഷ്ണ അക്രൂര ഓൾസോ ഫെൽറ്റ് ദി സെപ്പറേഷൻ ദി ഫീലിംഗ്സ് ഓഫ് സെപ്പറേഷൻ ഫ്രം ദാറ്റ്. ബട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് പ്രോമിസ്ഡ് ഹിം that will come and visit him later, Kamsa somehow the other managed to leave Akrama, Krishna and Balaram there and decided to go. And went and informed Kamsa about this, that he has fulfilled, completed his duty, and then he went home to his own house.
Adharabharahne Bhagavan Krishna Sangarshananvida Madhuram Pravishal Gober Didarkshu Parivarida.
That next day morning, Krishna was Krishna and Balaram together. They have decided to, with Balaram, decided to look around in Madhura city. And in the next four verses, you will find that how Madhurapuri is discussed. The beauty of Madhura is that is what is discussed in the next four verses. So before going to that,
Krishna sangarshananvida Madhuram pravishal go berdhidrshu parivaridam.
So, Dadarshadam Spadiyatunga Gopuram Dwaram Brihadde Maka Padadoranam Tamrara Koshtam Parikha Durasada Udhyana Ramyo Bhavani Opashobhidam Sauvarna Shringadaka Harmyanushkadai Shreni Sabhavir Bhavane Irubaskradam Vaidurya Vajramala Neela Vidrumair Muktahanir Bhirva Bujjubhishu Vedishu Jushteshu Jwala Mukharandra Kuttime Shavishta Bharavada Barhinadidam സംസിക്തരധ്യാപണമാർഗജത്വരാം പ്രകീർണ മാല്യാങ്കുരലാജദണ്ഡുലം ആപൂർണ കുംഭേർദ്ധതി ചന്ദനോക്ഷിതൈ പ്രസൂനദീപാവലിഭി സപല്ലവൈ സംവൃന്ദരംഭാക്രമുകൈ സകേതുഭി സ്വലം കൃതദ്വാര ഗൃഹാംസ പട്ടികൈ. സോ ഇൻ ദോസ് ഫോർ വേഴ്സസ് സുദേവ ഗോസ്വാമി is briefly discussing about the opulences of Madhura. The opulence of Madhura. For everyone's, how opulent Madhura was, even under Kamsa's administration. Kamsa was not poor. Kamsa was a very opulent person. And he also, his administration was also such that people had everything for their life. But at the same time, except Krishna consciousness. Everything else is allowed. You cannot have Krishna consciousness. Everything else is okay. Just like in some places, even now also, it's like that, isn't it? Only thing, you shouldn't talk about Krishna consciousness. Everything else is normal. You can continue with your life. You do whatever you like. Doesn't matter. Enjoy as much as you want. And all material opulences, everything there. But no Krishna consciousness. Live like that and continue your life in this world. That's the answer. So Kamsa's administration was also in the same way. So when Krishna and Balaram now wanted to walk around in the city, but when they came here to the forest,
where Nandamaharaj and the cowherd men were camping, they were mentioning to Krishna and Balaram that we have been here for a long time and why have you got so delayed? So Krishna and Balaram told them it's all because of this Akrura. He took so much time to take bath in the river, they say to him. That I've never seen anybody bathing like this, Krishna says. That hours and hours, some people when they go to bathroom, they'll not come back. It is in some similar situation with Akrura also. But Krishna didn't elaborate further than that. What happened there? He never mentioned one word about Nanda Maharaj or to anybody. Only poor Akrura knew all what has happened. So, the cowherd boys, Krishna's friends, Sridham and others were saying to Krishna, what is this? That we started in the bullock and we got here first. And you started in the best one, the chariot, Kamsa's chariot, that too. And you got so late. What is the point, he said. They were asking Krishna about it and they were making a joke about it, the whole journey. Krishna anyway ignored all that and didn't say further anything after that. And the next day, when this interesting discussion started about visiting the city. So at that time, when going to the city was concerned, the question came up that whether Nanda Maharaj also had to accompany them to the city, because they are only small children, isn't it? So, and whether Krishna and Balaram will be allowed to go, that was another question. First of all, the elderly men among the cowherd family, of the cowherd men, they were planning to go anyway. But whether Krishna and Balaram should go with them, that was the question, because Krishna and Balaram, they were so young. And while leaving, Yashoda Mai has told Krishna that you should hold Balaram's hand very tightly while walking in the city. Like the mothers take a shelter in that way, saying that the eldest brother has all the responsibility. So they have given the responsibility to Balaram to look after Krishna. So Yashoda Devi has told Krishna that in city you know how it is. She is frightening Krishna with this. That there will be so many elephants and chariots and vehicles going backwards and forwards. Loads of people will be there. Many, many shops. Very easily you can get lost. So be careful. You should hold Balaram's hand all the time. Never you should stay away from him. Like this, whatever a mother is thinking about her beloved son, everything she has passed on to Krishna. The whole morning, hours and hours of instruction to Krishna. How to move around in Mathura city. Because for Vrindavanam people, Mathura is a big city. So naturally they had that fear of the city. So in that way, so Krishna is now, the Krishna instigated this discussion. And he said that that Nanda Maharaj knows about it, Krishna says, that I have to go to see the city. Yashoda Devi has spoken about it, that I should hold Balaram's hand and then I can go. There will be no objection to that. So our poor Nanda Maharaj, he has one good quality. No matter what Krishna says, ultimately that is it. That is the final word. So Nanda Maharaj said, yes, if it is like that, he should go with you. Balaram also, Krishna and Balaram goes with the other cowherd boys along with them. They were all in a blissful condition. You can see children, when they are given some freedom to do something, immediately exploiting the situation to their benefit. So they are walking through the Mathura city. And what they have seen that Mathura city, that is what is discussed there, the beauty of Mathura city and how everyone felt happy, all these great wonders of Mathura city. They were watching that and they were feeling a happiness. And now a lot of things happens in that city.
Tam sambravishtau vasudeva nandanau brudau vayaser maradeva varmanau drashtum sami yusturida purastriyo harmyani chaiva tarihurandrabol suga.
The opulences of Mathura, the roads in Mathura, they were like the best roads. Vrindavanam didn't have such roads. So naturally they were impressed by the roads, facilities in Mathura. And there also, when Balaram and Krishna arrived there, all the women who have heard about Krishna and Balaram, they started assembling. They were waiting to see Krishna and Balaram for a long time. Now they were waiting to see them at that time. And they climbed onto the top of the different buildings. That is how all the people could have a clear vision of Krishna and Balaram. They were coming through the main street, through the high street, you can say. And then they were going through that high street. All the buildings on either side were fully occupied by people. They all wanted to have a glimpse of Krishna and Balaram. For various reasons. One, they've heard about Krishna and Balaram and their beauty before. Secondly, Krishna and Balaram used to be their new president, isn't it? They're taking over in a few. So naturally they wanted to see their new president who is coming. Like, you know, when the election comes, what happens? So before the election, all these things goes on. And people want to see who's going to win. And they want to have a glimpse of the president. So same thing, Krishna for president. That's what's happening. Kashchildi Bhadyagdada Vastra Bhushana Vismritya Jaygam Yugaleshwadha Paraha Kridega Vatra Shravanai Ganupura Namtva Diriyam Tubarashchalo Janam. That in the next few verses, Sri Ishwaran does not know what to say. All what has happened in Mathura is something very unusual. That's why it is Kashchalti Vajyaldragatta Vastra Bhushanaha Vismrathe Jaigam Yugaleshwadha Paraha Kriya Vatra Shravana Iganupura Nantva Diriyam Tumarashchalo Janam. That Krishna's beauty has increased a lot by now. Already beautiful in appearance, but Krishna's beauty has gone so high that everyone wanted to see. They could not do anything that they wanted to do. They have been waiting, but now they have given up every other activity. That is how Krishna's form is. If you see everything beautiful in this world, more beautiful than that is Krishna. Saundaryotaradobi sundaradaram tvadrupam. Krishna's form is considered to be the most beautiful form you can ever imagine in your mind. That is the beauty of Krishna. Great devotees, they never get satisfied on describing Krishna's beauty. That is well known throughout the Bhagavadam and in the other Ushnupuranam. Everywhere you will find Krishna's beauty discussed in detail. Saundaryotaradobi sundaradaram tvadrupam. What else? Ascharyadobi ascharyam. Out of all the wonders, it is the most wonderful thing, this form of Krishna. So you can imagine why they have used such words to glorify Krishna's beauty. Saundaryotaradobi sundaradaram tvadrupam ascharyadobi ascharyam bhuvane nakasya udugam pushnadi vishnu vibhom. That there is nothing else after seeing Krishna. You don't want to see anything else in this world. Normally our eyes are always looking for something beautiful. This is our nature of the eye. But these eyes, after once it has seen Krishna, it doesn't want to see anything else after that. Saundaryotaradobi sundaradaram todrupam ascharyadobi ascharyam bhuvane nagasya udugam pushnadi vishnu vibhom. That is the situation in Mathura at the moment. So in the next verse you will find what the people did in Mathura. And when you read this verse, you will also feel a resemblance of what happened when the gopis went to see Krishna in Vrindavanam. For the rasa dance, when Krishna played the flute and the gopis have left home and ran to Vrindavanam forest to dance with Krishna. At that time we talked about what all the gopis did. Some of them were milking the cow. They left that there and ran away. Some of them were boiling the milk. They left that there in the kitchen and they ran away. Some of them were looking after children and their own children. They were feeding them. They left them there and they ran away. Some of them were looking after their husbands, doing different services. They left that and gone away. And left old people at home. Gopis had a lot of work at home to do. Different engagements at home. They have given up all that, different engagements, and ran towards Krishna. And Krishna was playing the flute, and when they heard the flute playing, this is the first thing the gopis did, isn't it? And exactly the same scene happened in Mathura also. As soon as they came to know that Krishna is on the street, everyone left their different activities. Sri Shukan says here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that they stopped all other activities and ran to see Krishna. The only difference was, Krishna did not have the flute at this time. Krishna left the flute in Vrindavanam And you never find after that any time Krishna played the flute. So that flute Krishna left with Yashoda Devi. Yashoda Devi thought that as long as the flute is here, my son will come back, because he was fond of flute playing. And Yashoda Devi was looking at all these different things, what Krishna was using every day, and feeling some relationship with Krishna in that way, and feeling some happiness from that. But that flute was never played again. Flute was left behind in Vrindavanam. And here, without playing flute, Krishna was walking through the streets, and the women in Mathura, they were rushing to see Krishna. And that is what is mentioned in the next verse. Ashnanda medastadabasya solsava abhyajyamana amagrudobamajjanah swapandyam utthayani shamyani swanam pravayayandhyor bhama bohyamataraah. Then the only difference between Vrindavanam and Mathura is Vrindavanam had the flute, Mathura didn't have the flute. That is a major difference. Otherwise, the relationships are not much different. That Ashandya Meda Sadavasya Sol Savam, that they were having food and they left it there. They didn't continue eating. They didn't have the time. Sol Sava Abhyajyamanam Agradobhamajjanaha. They were also massaging their body with the oils in order to prepare for bathing. They had given up that also. They didn't complete their bathing. They left, came to see Krishna. Swapandya muthaya nishamya nisvanam. Some of them were children were sleeping, and at the same time they were bathing them also. They left them there and got up and went away. And prabhaya yandhi orbhama bohyamataram, that they had given up their children whom they were feeding with the breast. And the breast, they were feeding the breast milk, and they have left the babies there and they ran away. That this different kind of things the mothers have done, because they were actually wanted to see this form of Krishna. And on the other hand, in Vrindavanam, the gopis were thinking what a misfortune they have, that the gopis have lost their good fortune of seeing Krishna in front of them. 11 years they had their opportunity. Now it is the chance of the women in Mathura. Manam sida samaravindalojana pragalbalila sidavaloge jahara matad viradendra vikramo drishamdada shrina ranal anulsavam. That at this time, that manam sida samaravindalojana pragalbalila hasidavaloge, that Krishna stole the heart of these women in Mathura. When they saw Krishna, they have not seen a beauty like this before, any time in their life before. They have heard about beauty, but this they have not seen any time before. This is what they were experiencing at that time. And they were all immersed in the thoughts of Krishna. And drishtva mahushrutam anuddhuta chetasastam tal prekshanolsmina sudokshana labdhamana anandamurti ubahuhya drishapna labdham krishyatvajo jahurananda marindavadhim. That the women felt that seeing Krishna, anandamurti ubaguhyam drishalma labdham krishyatvajom, that they felt that they were embracing Krishna, and their bodies have all become completely affected by that, and they gave up all other distresses what they had. When this happiness came, because that is the nature of Krishna, when Krishna comes inside, all the other distresses goes away. They have to leave. That is the way it is. That all material distress you experience, so long as Krishna is not inside. And once the thoughts of Krishna become strong inside the heart, all the material distresses also leaves you. It cannot take any more place in the heart. So that's what has happened. Ananda murti mubagakhyarshap alabdham krishyanta jojahu ananda marindamadhim prasada shikara arunam prityal phulla mukhambujo abhyavarshan somanasai pramadabalakeshavo. That the women have completely relieved from their distress at that point. That is what it is explained in that somanasai pramadabalakeshavo. That in the morning, just like in the morning hours when the sun is rising, like the lotus flowers are opening up, similarly that they have thrown flowers at Krishna and Balaram, and they were they were throwing these flowers, they had got this opportunity to shower flowers on Krishna and Balaram, which from all sides.
Dadyakshade sodavatrai sragande labhivayini tavan archu pramudidas tatra tatra dvijadayam.
That after the women have the received Krishna like this, then he talks about how the Brahmanas received also. They were also seeing Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, every one of them, they saw Krishna, and with very, very auspicious things, they received also Krishna and Balaram. And it is here that you have to see what Vedavyasa Maharshi says about this.
Ujubhavira mahogopyas tabakkimajan kimajaran mahal yahetya anubashyandi maraloka mahol savam.
That the gopis were at this time glorifying the women in Mathura. That is what the gopis were doing. But at the same time, the Mathura, Vedavyasa Maharshi says here, what did the people in Mathura see at that time?
Gopyastava kimajaran mahal.
That what austerities and penances they have performed to see these two forms of Krishna and Balaram. What was it like?
Naraloka maholsavam.
Naraloka maholsavam. That means the festival of the whole world is coming through that streets now. That is, Vedavyasa Maharshi did not get the words to explain the beauty of Krishna. So he has put it in this way.
Naraloka maholsavam.
The festival of this, the greatest festival of this world is coming through that street. That is how he decided to call it. So Krishna is now walking through the streets of Mathura, and the inhabitants of Mathura at that time, they had the opportunity to see Krishna. And in that process, many other people also got the benefit. And many devotees said to Krishna, why did you not allow us to come and stand there on the roadside in Mathura at that time? Many devotees asked this question to Krishna, because it is during this time in this journey that Krishna has shown some of who Krishna is, and some of the pastimes which follows after this is indicating that prior to killing of Kamsa. So before Kamsa was taken on, Krishna has performed and given, and that was enough strong indications to Kamsa what was coming. And along with Kamsa, all his men also, whoever all left behind, they also got the signal from that Krishna's arrival and Krishna's travel through the streets of Mathura. That is also a very nice description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Vedavyasa Maharshi says, Nareloga Mahol Savam. It is the festival of the world that was coming through the streets of Mathura. We will leave that to people in Mathura to enjoy it till next Sunday. We'll continue from that afterwards. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Devotee, what is his name? You know the. What is his name? Who arranges mics? And tall.
Yeah, I know that they're working for BMF. Yeah, I know him. If you can